Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from Maryland in the United States of America on this very day, the 22nd of March in the year of our Lord 2014. This is the 22nd day of the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. We are here to ensure the coming of Biafra, and we are doing so with the time now standing at 2 minutes past 2 p.m. here in the afternoon in Maryland, USA, 2 minutes past 6 p.m. in London, 2 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, and the same time past the hour, depending on your time zone around the world. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially to those brave and wonderful Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, especially those in Malaysia, those in China, those in Japan, those in Thailand, those in Indonesia, and also those in the Philippines. We must also acknowledge those of you in Australia that this is Radio Biafra uninterrupted live transmission coming to you via www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on www.peopleofbiafra.org. If you go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, you must and should receive Radio Biafra. If you also have access to Android Market or iTunes, you should be able to download free Radio Biafra app, because Radio Biafra is the only indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa that has its own bespoke app. We are also on satellite. A lot of people do not know this. You can call home and tell your family to switch the direction of their dish to 17 degrees east. There you will find Radio Biafra. We are transmitting also on that very platform. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. And on this very radio station, do we project, do we propagate, do we ensure that the voice of those of them marginalized, the voice of those of them killed, those being deported, those being burned by Boko Haram, is heard all over this earth. And I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are here to do one thing and one thing alone, to seek the restoration, the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are not interested in any confab. We are not interested in any gathering of criminals and looters. We are here to redeem what has been taken from us. We are here to ensure that the promise of Chukwu Abiama to our ancestors is fulfilled in our lifetime. And this is Radio Biafra. On this very platform, do we do it? We must welcome you wherever you are. As I said, we are in the USA. If you want to join what we are doing, the number to call is +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. Our Skype lines are also open. If you wish to contact us via that very medium, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. And I keep forgetting to remind you that we are also on Twitter. All you need to do is to follow Radio Biafra, which is at Radio Biafra Live. That is the Twitter handle, at Radio Biafra Live. And we are here to ensure, we are here to insist that our stance on incorruptibility, we are here to maintain that we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We are here to insist that this very effort is anchored very firmly upon truth and honesty. We are here to ensure that the will of Chukwu Abiama is done, and that his will is for us to restore Biafra in absolute truth and honesty. We want a land of equality. We want a land where we can answer our name and not be named after a river. We want a land where men and women can be held equal and accountable both before the law and before Chukwu Abiama. We are here to ensure that what has been denied us, our heritage, our essence, our honor, our integrity, our being, is restored to us. We are here to remind humanity that 1967 to 1970 can in no way be 2013 to 2015. We are seeking the restoration of our country. We are seeking to become the way we were before Frederick Lugard came. Anybody stopping us, anybody attempting to stop us, will be completely destroyed. If they decide to give us Biafra in peace, we welcome it. If they choose the option of peace, then we ensure, we must make sure that nothing shall survive in the zoo. We will burn it to the ground. That is why we insist that we cannot retreat nor surrender. That is why we are asking every Biafran, every dedicated Biafran, regardless of where you are on this planet Earth, that you must support this endeavor, that you must do all you can within your capabilities, within your power, to ensure that our people are set free from the bondage of the contraption aptly named the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. I despise Nigeria. I hate that country with a passion. If I had all the bombs on this earth, I will make sure it will sink without trace. My hatred for Nigeria is pathological. I cannot stand it. Anything bearing Nigeria, anybody coming from that place is my enemy. That is why we seek Biafra. They killed us 3.5 million. And to those people who are dead, do I owe my allegiance? Because my obligation to them outweighs that which I owe to the living. And for that very reason, everything I do must be dictated by the pain and the suffering that these people went through. And for that reason alone, Biafra must come. That is why we are here. That is why this very gospel today, being preached from Maryland, must reverberate wherever our people are on the face of this earth. Because Biafra must come. Without Biafra, we are nothing. Without Biafra, you are just a slave wherever you are. Regardless of your rank, regardless of your status, regardless of the wealth you may have accumulated. Because Biafra is the kingdom of God on this very earth. You need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. And that is why we are here, to proclaim it and to help us do this very work. We are also on satellite. Very soon our transmitter will start broadcasting. And also very soon we can assure you many things shall happen. And the world will sit up and understand and recognize that this very God's kingdom itself is here to stay for good. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. I am also waiting for the barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu Mosik, to join me. I was in a meeting with the barrister earlier, and I told him that we are coming live and direct. I expect him to join us, please. This is Radio Biafra. I have some people around here with me, and I must go to them before I bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. So please do the honors of giving us their names and where they come from. Here today, everybody is going to speak. I told them that. If you have not prepared a speech, if you want to write it down on a piece of paper, if you want to memorize or cram it, that is entirely up to you. But everybody here must speak. Even those hiding under the bed, they must come out to speak. Because this is Radio Biafra. We will not have people go back. We are fearless. We are without fear before our enemies. That is why we are formidable. That is why anything we want to do, we do it. The barrister has kindly joined me. So also our Biafrans here in front of me and all over the world, over 5 million people across more than 70 countries in every time zone of the world listening to Radio Biafra. We must ask the barrister, please, wherever he is, because the barrister has kindly joined us to kindly acknowledge the wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in every country, scattered all over the earth, listening to Radio Biafra this moment. Please, Barrister.
Thank you, Director. Good evening. Good evening to all of you there in Maryland. And to all Biafrans who are tagging along with Director, as I always say, it's not only you and Director there, you are there with all Biafrans. Those that have the interests of Biafrans at heart and our well-wishers and friends who support us here, tacitly, there are people who are not Biafrans. They have nothing to do with Biafra, but they enjoy and love what we do here on Radio Biafra. These are the people I'm referring to. They are our well-wishers. They are those who believe that what we are doing is justified. They are the people who believe that what we are doing needs encouraging, that we're supposed to be encouraged. These are the people who are with us. Irrespective of the fact they have nothing to do with us, they support us. Once you're supported by God, supported by Spirit, you can never fail in your journey. I thank fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are welcoming you this evening here on Radio Biafra. And of course, the director is sitting on his seat, talking as usual, bringing us the news, views from the zoo. And of course, nothing that can ever surprise us from the zoo, because we are used to every bad thing coming out from there. All we are doing is to get our people together so that we will stop the whole abomination, the evil that is perpetrated against our people. That's the reason why we want to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Nothing else. We are not here for just singing a song. We are here to restore Biafra. We are here to save our people. We are here to restore lives. We are here to save our women, to save our children, to save our motherland. We are here to restore dignity, respect, justice for everybody, every mankind that dwell in the land of Biafra. That is what we are here. And that's why we appreciate those who support us. We appreciate those who are making contributions, irrespective of the fact they have not seen me. Majority of them have not even seen the director. Neither have they seen Uche Mefo or all the executives, including all the women that are with us. They mention their number on air without fear. Our women I'm talking about. And that's why we respect them. And that's why we love our women. And that's why we cannot wait to restore their dignity. Because for now, that zoo has destroyed our women. The zoo have sold our children. They have destroyed everything that we live on. And that's why we cannot wait any longer to bring about the restoration of where we came from. Director, I'm here with you. Wherever all of you are today, please, whenever you hear your name, just turn off your listening devices. I love what was going on there yesterday, Director. And of course, I'm expecting more today. May God be with all of you as we gather together this evening. I say to all of you, do not hesitate to turn off your listening device. We are here so that we can have some meaningful conversation. Biafra must stay. Biafra must stand. We are getting more people on a daily basis. New entrants, new Biafrans, new friends from all over the place. We are commanding nearly 7 million worldwide as we talk. I got the information. May God be with all of you. Director, I'm here. Thank you.
You very much. The barrister himself has spoken, and you shall remain with me. And this is Radio Biafra once again, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from Maryland in the USA. And our people are here. Today is Saturday. Some have still gone to work, but some are with us here. And we must go to them. They will give us their names and where they come from. They must contribute to this very program. They must participate in our programming on this very day, because this radio station belongs to everybody. It belongs to the indigenous people of Biafra everywhere on this planet that support the work that we are doing. And we are here to preach this very gospel. We are not here to broadcast. We are here to preach the gospel of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Once again, we welcome all of you. Once again, we ask you to tell those around you, those of you who were in France and told your relatives in Chicago, the same thing we want everybody to do. Please, wherever you are, make sure you pick up the phone. Make sure you text people. Make sure you WhatsApp them. Make sure that you're using your BlackBerry Messenger. Use your inbox on Facebook. Ensure that you speak to them. Ensure that you tell them to come to Radio Biafra by going to www.radiobiafra.co to partake and to participate in our programming today. If they're at home, please ask them to go on satellite. You must make it very, very clear to people that Radio Biafra is also now on satellite. Once again, we welcome you that this is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you come from, each and every one of you around this very table and this very room on this day. Please, wherever somebody is hiding, can you go and bring them out? Mama, Baha, Heba. And no, understand this is under the bed. She doesn't want to speak. She is running. She has to come here. She has to tell the world who she is, what her name is, and where she comes from. If you have not been to the village since you were born, I feel sorry for you, because this is Radio Biafra. We'll make things very clear here. You will pick up the microphone, please, and give us your name and where you are, that this is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Chioma Amaryllis. I come from Izinihite in Mbise in Biafra land. I want to welcome all of you, and I hope you tune in for the rest of the broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Olivia Mwosu. known as Ugoma. Sorry.
Known as Ugoma. No, you're Ugoma, known as Olivia.
Okay.
You are Ugoma, known as Olivia.
Okay, Ugoma was, I come from Omonjamonbere in Mbutsuri, Biafra land. I want to encourage everyone to tune in and listen to us. I mean, God bless you guys. And stay tuned.
Thank you very much. People shouldn't take it as an offense. God bless you guys. People are living in America. That's what they say here. Yes, go ahead.
Fellow beer friends, my name is Inha Nyechukwu Nwosu from Omonjam Mbiri in Mbitoli, Biafra land. Once again, I'm so delighted to stand before beer friends all over the world. And today is going to be a special day because we have beer friends here. And by the time the introduction is over, you will identify for a truth that we have beer friends in Maryland.
Yes.
I want to send a special thank you message to our eminent barrister, Imam Mezu. Barrister, you are one in a million men. May God continue to give you the wisdom to pilot this affairs. May God continue to give you the strength and all that it takes to remain faithful to beer friends. I know you will. Again, I want to send my heartfelt gratitude to our able brother, Ikechukwu Enyago, our sister, Rita Anibogo. My sister, yesterday I heard your voice. I felt I was in tears. Your tears touched every soul and every spirit that heard the sound of your voice yesterday. Even as I make this introduction or make this speech, I still cannot get over, you know, the agony I felt in your voice yesterday. God will strengthen you. God will see Biafra true. And of a truth, you will see Biafra with your own eyes. And it shall be so, in Jesus' name. I also want to send a thank you message to our Lolo Karamonde. Lolo, I don't know how to thank you. On behalf of Biafrans, I don't know how to thank you. We say, may you continue in what you're doing because it's a just cause. I also want to thank all the coordinators around the world. And Biafrans, wherever you may be, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. And today, by the grace of God, as the Lord will do it, we have somebody here in our midst. By the time he introduces himself, you will know that United States, we are waking up. We are getting up gradually, and we will get there. And as what our director said yesterday, he said that our own assignment, Americans, the United States assignment will be given to us. And I'm telling you, whatever assignment it is, we are up to the task, and we shall not fail. I will hand over the microphone to the next person. Thank you, all dear friends.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Mwosu. Thank you very much.
Cha-cha-cha. Biafra kwenu.
Yeah.
Biafra kwenu.
Yeah.
Imo kwenu.
Yeah.
Africa kwenu.
Yeah.
Aham Kemubo. Reginald Ozamaka Opara. Aumaye Zialankohu. Abombise local government in Biafran land. I am so pleased to be here today, and I encourage every one of us to go ahead and invite your friends. You don't have to tell them much, but rather to come and learn and unlearn the untruthfulness planted by the British, or brutish, if I may say, contraption created all in the name of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. However, I'm just going to pass the mic to some other person to make an introduction. And then when the talk starts, we shall all speak like we often do. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please, the next person.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. My name is Samuel Owahemu Jr. I greet in the Biafra, internationally around the world. I hope that you all will tune in and be with us and learn, be enlightened. And we thank Nnamdi Kanu and Radio Biafra for all their work, for the productivity and the transparency. And good day to all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Just the name only. I think she comes from Maryland.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Buchioma. I support Super Biafra, it's a very good organization, and I hope everybody joining and tuning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Where are you from?
Imo State.
Where in Imo State?
Ogwa.
Ogwa?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, sir. Somebody is missing here. What is Adeze? Adeze is under the bed, hiding. Yeah. Go ahead.
Biafra Kweno.
Yeah.
Umu Igbo Kweno. Igbo bi Igbo Kwezueno.
Yeah.
Enyo, 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 enyo. Enyo, enyo,
enyo, enyo.
Enyi, enyi, enyi Biafra. Enyi Biafra la. Enyi Biafra la la o. Enyi Biafra la. Enyi Biafra la la ni o.
Enyi Biafra la.
Rotakwa ne meko jukwo. Rotakwa ne meko jukwo. Meko jukwo bago Biafra. Enyi Biafra la la. Rotakwa ne aguyi ronsi. Guyi ronsi bonwa Biafra. Rotakwa no mejonzogwo.
Mejonzogwo bonwa Biafra.
Rotakwa ne abagna sector. Abagna sector bwala Biafra. Rotakwa ne onicha sector. Onicha sector bwala Biafra. Enyi Biafra la la. Enyi o. Enyi o.
Enyi o.
Rotani ne enugu sector bala
Biafra.
Rotakwa ne meko juku bago Biafra. Enyi Biafra la la. Enyi Biafra la la o.
Enyi Biafra la la.
Enyi Biafra la la ni o.
Enyi Biafra la la.
Enyi Biafra la la. Enyi Biafra la la. Enyi Biafra na bago.
Enyi Biafra na bago.
Oh mama, we going away. Oh daddy, we going far away. If we happen to miss in the battle, never mind, we shall see somewhere. Oh my brothers, don't you worry. Fellow Biafrans, don't you worry. If we happen to perish in the battle, never mind, we shall see somewhere. Oh mama, we going away. Fellow Biafrans, we going far away. If we happen to miss in the battle, never mind, we shall see somewhere. Our brothers, don't you worry. Fellow Biafrans, don't you worry. If we happen to miss in the battle, never mind, we shall see somewhere. Thank you, amazing. Brothers and sisters. Anything having to do with the Igbos coming together, Biafrans, to fight for their cause, is what I support with a finesse, with a finish. Biafran cause started years ago, and in just 1967, it rolled out to fruition when Igbos, thousands of Igbos were slaughtered, massacred through pogrom after pogrom in Nigeria. 3.5 million Igbos altogether were wiped out in the struggle. But before that, the straw that broke the camel's back was the killing at the initial stage. From 66-67 was the last straw that broke the camel's back that led us to the war. We got back home to fight for our own right. So Meko Juku meant so well for the entire nation, Nigeria. But they did not allow him, the forces, dark forces in Nigeria did not allow him to work for the good of the entire nation. They also wanted to nip him in the bud, the way they killed Johnson, Thomas, Omonakwe,
Agoyi Nronsi, and the rest of them. Some of you here are still young. You may not remember. But they wanted to kill Emeka Ojukwu the way they killed Johnson and the rest of the people. I'm not going to get into 1966 coup d'etat. And then he said, since I cannot help my entire nation, Emeka meant so well, meant so well for the entire rest of the country, Nigeria. But the dark forces from the north, the forces that are still menacing, terrorizing the entire nation today, wanted to wipe him out.
The same forces are now at conference.
Yes, yes. So they wanted to take his life, and he said, okay, since you want to kill me, kill my brothers, I'm going home, let me go. And, you know, fight for my own right. Hence, he came back and said, he was a great leader. Emeka was a great leader. An altruistic soul. He came back, he wasn't fighting for himself. He spent his father's money, wealth, and spent his own money to get his brothers together, his brother, you and me, and the entire rest of the Igbos, got us together. Since we cannot build Nigeria together, work tirelessly, patriotically, to build this nation together, because of some intractable souls over there, terrible human beings, well, let's build our own nation. Igbos were slaughtered in thousands for being Igbos, for trying to live in every part of the nation, Nigeria. No, but the so-called brothers and sisters we have in the north were after us, nipping us, destroying us. Then we had to secede. And after the Ahera Declaration, 67, I told you my brother, Biafra was born as a sovereign independent nation led by Colonel Chukwuemeka Odumegwu-Ojukwu. Colonel at the time. And by the time the whole thing went through, he became a worthwhile general. Now he's dead and gone, and the same forces are still there. And I don't see the possibility of us coming together as one. I just cannot see. Since these forces mean to Shariaize the entire nation, Islamize the entire nation, Nigeria. There's every reason for us to stay on our own. Our problem is to be able to pull ourselves together. Because if you take a single broom, a single stick of a broom out of a bundle, you break it easily. But if you grab a bundle of brooms, you just cannot
break it. You can't break it, yeah.
You need a lion's strength.
That's good.
You can't.
It's not possible.
It's supremely impossible. The point here is that unity is strength. If we can come together, because eventually, I don't see the nation. I've really thought deeply about it, looked at that nation from all angles. It's unfortunate, but I don't see us really living together. So what you are doing here, I appreciate very much. And Sabab is my name, Babu Kachuku, from Azia, Anambra State of Nigeria. I'm glad that you're doing this, and I hope this course will be taken to greater heights.
Yes, sir.
Because there's every need for us to stand on our own. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Thank you very much.
You take care.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Before you continue, we must present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Then you have time to say other things. We've not closed at all. We are going to be here for the next 2.5 hours. Because here, thank you very much. Well spoken, well spoken. It's a very fine addition to the family here. Things are happening in the northeast, in Maryland, to be precise. Somebody is asking me. I don't know. Somebody said that from Ogwa. Is that correct? I don't know. Is anybody named Chioma here? Is that Chioma? Is that you? Okay, there you have a brother called Ozoma Chukwu from Netherlands, is that correct? From Holland. He's from Ogwa. He said you are the sister. He's from Holland. His name is Ozoma Chukwu. Ozoma is here. He is from Netherlands. He's writing, heard your voice, and said your name is You didn't give us your surname. Let's see if you got it right. If your name is Chiamonua. No, not Chiamonua. That is not your sister. Go and find your sister where she is. This one is different. she's not Onoha. She's your Chioma though, is it? Yes. Nodim, not Onoha. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. A short while ago, I was on Sahara TV. I thought they would put me on for 2 hours or maybe 1 hour. But it was only for 10, 15 minutes. Maybe because we were not physically with them in New York for the interview. And I'm not sure we did justice to the whole of the subjects we covered. But we are hoping that they will invite us to come back again and then be able to do justice to the zoo, to be able to dissect it, because Nigeria is a very useless place, very hopeless place, heaven knows. Whoever dreamt of that country must have come from the depths of hell, Ebekwensubi, Lucifer, or Satan, however you wish to address him or her. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you once again. We are in a place called Maryland where a lot of people are nearby and above, especially in Nimbis. Mbise people are in Maryland a lot. A lot of Mbise people are here. It's another Mbise colony. They are doing kidnapping in their place and they're all here. That is why. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed without fear, without prevarication, without any hope or retreating or surrendering. We are going to get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. This is not like the past. There will be no instrument of surrender to give to anybody because we'll all be dead with them anyway. That's what we promised them. Ndi Ochabia will drown them in the oil and we'll all perish there together. That land was given to our ancestors and not to anybody. God did not create us to be slaves. God created us to be free people, and I intend to die like one. I don't know, for most people, especially those who are dragging us back, those who are pulling us back, that we are very serious about what we are doing. Our pursuit of Biafra is relentless. It's an English word. It means we never stop, regardless of the consequences or the odds before us. We continue until Biafra comes. Me, I prefer it to come by pieces, not by peace. Anybody telling you about negotiated settlement to lead to your freedom is a liar. There is nowhere that freedom is gotten through negotiated settlement. Independence, yes, I agree. But not freedom. For freedom, you need to fight for it. For freedom, you need to force people to understand that you are not willing to bend or to flinch. It is either they give us Biafra or we bury everybody in the zoo. It's a guarantee. We must go to bring our news headlines on this very day, the 22nd day of March in the year of our Lord, 2014. We are here. They are saying that the opponents of the national conference are enemies of Nigeria. And I say you count us in as number one. I want to be the number one enemy of Nigeria because I hate the place and anything that comes from within it. Heaven knows I wish I had enough bombs to sink the entire place so there'll be no trace of it left anywhere. That is how pathological my hatred of the word Nigeria is. Nigeria was conceived by Satan, not in the minds of a human being. Nigeria was put together through war and conquest. So that is why what Boko Haram is doing is understandable. Boko Haram is using exactly the same method used by Frederick Lugard to put Nigeria together to disintegrate it. Exactly the same thing. Lugard came, saw, conquered, pillaged, and killed people. The same thing that Boko Haram is doing today. There is no difference. The only difference is that Boko Haram are black people and Frederick Lugard was leading a white army. And of course, most of the soldiers came from Ghana, the West Africa Frontier Force. Isn't it funny how six people can come from Europe and convert other Africans to go and help them conquer their fellow African people? Amazing. Opponents of the National Conference are enemies of Nigeria. Give me a better news. What is new? There is terrorism. The opposition is now tackling PDP as insurgents kill two more people and burn vehicles in Borno. If you remember yesterday, Jonathan was saying it was fire for fire. We are asking Jonathan where you are today, because as of today, people are still being killed in Borno. The North and South on collision course over any demand for resource control. This is not news at all, because everybody in the national confab at Abuja is a northerner, either fathered by a northerner or appointed by another, so you do their bidding. So this news is actually misleading. There is no common front political front between the Southeast and the South-South, so-called South-South, the only place in the world where you have the cardinal point South-South. There is none. Everybody going to the confab has been appointed by Hausa Fulani people doing their bidding through Goodluck Jonathan, who is the weakest and the most imbecilic president that Africa has ever seen. Boko Haram terrorists, they are saying that the military has uncovered armory. What is new? And alleged arms importation. Why we can't summon Turkish envoy? They are using Turkish Airlines to import arms into the zoo. People must understand, Muslims all over the world are helping their fellow Muslims. It is the duty of Americans to come and help us as well. They are not leaving Boko Haram to just do this very business for them. They are helping them, even using Turkish Airlines to do it. And you know one funny thing? Nigeria cannot summon the airline or ground them or suspend their license. No, they can't. You know what they said? It will bring us embarrassment. It will embarrass the officer and embarrass us as well. Those that brought arms into the country. Those of you in America must understand that the Muslim world are helping their people to Islamize you. It is therefore incumbent upon you to help us to stop them as well. Wherever you are in the world, you must help us to stop them. Or else, of course, most of you are outside of Father Gabehola for the past 35 years. So it's not surprising. But we go home all day and our people are there. Our parents are there. Our grandparents are there. Our cousins are there. Our nephews are there. We must protect them. It is therefore your responsibility, your duty. Every coordinator, every zonal coordinator, you must ensure that you will do everything humanly possible to give us the necessary support that we require to prosecute this very campaign. And we must win our freedom. It's a guarantee. We must win it. Turkish Airlines, alleged arms importation, they cannot even summon the airline. How sad is that? And the Senate president escapes death. I don't know why they didn't kill him. He survived. I wish he was dead. I can't stand him. And also, 10 lessons we must learn coming from Biafra. We'll try and go into that in detail later. And now the news in detail. The special advisor to the president on political matters, Alhaji Ahmed Gulak, on Friday said any group that was still opposed to the National Conference was an enemy of the country. The special advisor stated this when Man and Women of Action campaign team, an affiliate organization to the Goodluck support group, visited him in Abuja. Gulak said that the conference was a deliberate strategy of the federal government and a symbol of its unrepentant stance on the substance of the unity of the country. He said that the Jonathan administration would not be discouraged from implementing people-friendly policies in spite of the criticisms of the opposition political parties. The administration is the biggest builder of infrastructure. It has taken bold steps to develop our economy. The Jonathan regime will not be deterred from waging war against any element, persons or groups that want to divide us as a people. A Hausa man is telling you that you are one with him. And we are saying to this very stupid man, we are not one. You go to a mosque and I go to a church. Your name is Abdullahi, mine is Ikechukwu. We are not from the same country. You are from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, recognized by Frederick Lugard. We are the great Biafran people. We are not the same people and can never be. We have never been and can never be the same people. This is the myth and the nonsense being peddled by people who are ill-educated, those who are not intelligent enough to understand history or read history books. You cannot come from the same place with somebody who doesn't share the same value system as you. Very simple. Your worldview must be the same. That is why Britain and USA are not in the same country. That was why they threw away the rulership of the monarchy of England in America here. They speak English, don't they? America speak English. Don't they speak English as those of them in England? But they said they want to be a separate country because they discovered a new ideal. The ideal of equality of every man and woman before the law. The ideal of democracy. the ideal that you can vote somebody in and vote them out of office, and not one of hereditary monarchy, where you say some people were born to rule. You can only have a country if you have the same shared value system, the same principles. It is called a world view. The same way you understand things makes meaning to an Igbo person. It doesn't mean anything to a Yoruba person. Doesn't mean anything to a Hausa person. Therefore, you cannot be in the same country. Another irreducible tenet upon which our society is built is that Eziokubondo. They don't understand it, but we do. That is how we intend to build our society, and that is how Biafra is going to be. Therefore, this very man, Mr. Gulak, we are not the same people, and can never be. You are more related to the Arab people than you are to me. You and Arabs have the same thing in common, not to me. I am a child of God, a child of Chukwu Abiyama. I have nothing to do with you. You are from the house of Esau. We have nothing to do with you. You are not part of us. You are the Ishmaelite merchants. We have nothing to do with you. We are not the same people and can never be. How can somebody who is uncircumcised be the same as me? It's impossible. We must continue. Angered by the allegation of the ruling People's Democratic Party that ravaging terrorism attacks in parts of the north were sponsored by the opposition APC to stop President Jonathan's transformation agenda, Governor Murtala Nyako of Adamawa State yesterday challenged the PDP to provide evidence of its claim or shut up forever. Nyako, who is insisting that the president unjustly imposed emergency rule in his state for political expediency, warned the PDP to desist from making wild allegations against the opposition, but to face the realities of its failure to address Nigeria's rising challenges, including terrorism, which he described as a byproduct of the ruling party's 15-year incompetent leadership of Nigeria. Amazing, isn't it? They are trading insults one after the other. Who doesn't know it was Buhari that is funding Boko Haram? Buhari lost election and said, I will make Nigeria ungovernable. And he has gone forward to fulfill his pledge. And he hasn't been arrested. And he's still there moving about. Babangida the same. All of them, Atiku Abubakar, every Hausa person is there. Who doesn't know them? And our own, if you mount a flag, you run away. If you put Biafran flag, you run 440. Whereas Boko Haram is meeting the Nigerian army in the field of battle. And we are losing men. And as I told them, the number of people we have lost in this agitation for Biafra, if you give them to me, we'll take Abuja. I guarantee you, with help from you people in America, the cost of one hamburger a week, only one hamburger, you can fund us for 100 years to fight a war with these people. If you seriously think they're going to let you go on your own, you are a dreamer. It is not in their DNA to let you be. They have attempted to conquer you before. People don't know this. At the same time, they were conquering the very weak flank on the west, the Yoruba people. They came to us to conquer us, and their army perished in Benue. Don't you know that? That the Islamic army came to conquer you before. And now they are on the march again. They are entrenched in Ebonyi State. They are also in Imo State. They have infiltrated. They are now within. To extricate them is difficult. But we are going to do it. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. We have done nothing wrong. We have not stolen from anybody. All we are asking for is to allow us to return to the way we were before Frederick Lugard came. We were a free people. And freedom must once again reign in the land of the living. The only place where human beings live is where. I was told the other day, in fact, that you know that there is no vulture in the north. Udele. Do you know that? People don't know. Has anyone seen vulture in the north before? Udele. Very soon we will tell you what it means. People don't know the meaning of vulture. Very soon we shall tell you, because this is Radio Biafra, where we'll educate, enlighten, inform, and make our people aware of who they are. You are the children of God, directly descended from God himself, holier than people in Israel. You are holier than the people that come from Israel. But because you are black, you don't know. You are aware there is no running water, no electricity, you do not know. Some of you don't know where you come from. Any day you recognize your heritage, that day you hold your head very high. You will stop being second class, third class, sixth class citizens in foreign countries. You will come back and build your home. There are strong indications that delegates from the north, from the northern part of the Zoological Republic, these are Hausa Fulani Arab people. They are Islamic people. We have nothing to do with them. At the ongoing national conference in Abuja, they are set to shoot down any demand for resource control at the conference. Who owns these resources? People from the south, by which I mean Biafran people. No other people own resources apart from us. They are ganging up to take what belongs to you. They've been taking it for the past 50 years. And they will keep taking it. So that you can come to Maryland and be begging for work. When a half-educated Hausa Fulani man is cruising about in a private jet. The oil comes from your father's compound. They are using it to develop the north. They are using it to buy arms to kill you. From that same money, when Boko Haram kills you, they will pay them compensation. From the same money coming from your father's compound. Isn't it amazing? And people ask me, why do you want Biafra? As if they are deaf. You go to school for 3 hours, you go for strike for 3 years. This may be the first major area of conflict or the conference inaugurated by President Goodluck Jonathan on Monday as delegates from the south, south, southwest, and south, south, whatever other part of the country is south. They are gathering in Abuja to discuss. You go there, if you make too much noise, they say, how many barrels of oil do you need? They give you, you buy a house in London, you buy a penthouse in Dubai, you buy a hospital for your wife in South Africa, and you come back and you say, let's unite and be one. That's all. Remember this UG. That is the only thing they understand. If you look at the history of every black president in Africa, from Mobutu Sese Seko down, accumulate, accumulate. Even Samuel Doe, the wife was in Hackney in England, in London, collecting social security support because the illiterate woman did not know the combination to the husband's account in Switzerland. This UG. A large cache of assorted arms and ammunition buried in the burnt church in Borno State by the terrorist group Boko Haram have been uncovered and excavated by troops in their ongoing operations. Do you see how? I thought you said in there was some here. You know where they're hiding their weapons? In churches. They go to places of worship and hide their weapons. From there, they'll come and it's easier for them. So when they're coming to kill you, you're kneeling down at your mercy, doing your reading song. When they come to kill you, the arms are there already. They will just go there, dig it up, and take it and come and slaughter all of you. And the Pope will not say anything. Pope John Paul the 90th, or is it Pope Clement George the 76th? They won't say anything. But you go and give them your tithe and your offering. And Ike Chikwe Nyagurita Nebogo, Osito Keke, Chukwuka, they are at home struggling. And you go to church, you kneel and you give tithe, you give offering. When Biafrans who sacrifice themselves to go back home to work for you are at home with nothing. People without sense. The federal government has declared that it could summon. No, in fact, it could not. Let me read it properly. I'll start again. People must listen to this news. It's quite hilarious. The federal government, by which we mean the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, has declared that it could not summon the Turkish ambassador to Nigeria over alleged arms importation to the country through a Turkish airline because the case was lacking in evidence. I would have thought that finding arms in an aeroplane is evidence. You have found arms in the aeroplane, yet you're saying there is no evidence. And people went to law school there. If you see them with their wig, they look like Udilemilimara. You see them with their wig. Some of them, you see them holding the wig to one side. They look pathetic. This is the law. You found arms in Turkish airline plane. You're saying due to lack of evidence. Oh, dear Lord. Due to lack of evidence. The funniest thing is that the case is involving the importation of illegal arms. And they sent the police and the SSS to the aircraft. They went there. They saw the arms. And then in their report, they said, due to lack of evidence, we cannot summon the Turkish ambassador or the airline officials. Let's look at their reason. Besides, this is according to the government of the zoo. This is their direct quote from Nigerian government. Summoning the ambassador would amount to diplomatic embarrassment to the affected official and his country. You know, sometimes I wonder why they let us into UN. We're on the ocean at UN. No African country will come in there. This is what they're saying. Senate President David Mark last Thursday escaped death. I wish he was dead. As his convoy was allegedly attacked by yet to be identified gunmen in Oslo, the Senate President, who had just returned from Switzerland, where he attended the International Parliamentary Union, or where he went to go and bank even more money. You know, Switzerland is where they put their money in. You know the funniest thing that happens? They come and take this money from Abraham, they take it from our mama, they take it from Ohaji, they take it from Okwa. They take this money from every oil well in Biafra land, and they go and sell the oil. They get money from the oil rather than use it to develop your infrastructure to build your schools and roads and give you good life. They put it in a Swiss bank. Then you know what happens when it gets to Swiss bank? The Swiss bank will now give it to a company to start developing new software, new iPhone, new iPad, new clothing, new shoes, new earring, new makeup, new lipstick, new high heel. And then you from Biafra land will go there to look for work, and they employ you as a cleaner. Isn't that fantastic? The same money from your village has somehow miraculously turned you into a cleaner, but you wouldn't know it. That is what is happening. We shall look at the lessons from Biafra. Those are our principal news headlines today and accompanying news summary. The barrister has remained with me and has remained ever loyal and faithful. I believe that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is with me. Barrister Mamezi is in London. I'm here in Maryland, in USA. Barrister, you will come in to give us your understanding, your views, your understanding, your perspective, and your take on what we are presenting this very moment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Director, for the whole news chat. To be honest with you, I don't see much to say on this particular news you read here. Good luck, Jonathan, saying that anybody who is trying to interrupt the unity of the zoo, he will fight with them. How much has he fought with the Boko Haram, who he will release, and then they will release him? He will ask them to lay down their arms. That guy is a joke, you know. If somebody was arrested, put in prison, you release him, pay him money, give him SUV, promise him 3 years continuous payment, and then you turn around and asking them again to lay down their arms. You have not defeated them, and you're making...
And he was saying it from Namibia. Can you imagine? He stood up in the room and said, we are asking them today, we are going to return fire for fire. You must lay down your arms.
Fire for fire. And he's asking them to lay down their arms. That guy is a joke, you see. I don't know what is happening. But this will not change our direction. And of course, Jonathan is a joke. As you rightly said, I don't know why they put him into UN and they are tagging along there with him. The fact is that we are not bothered with whatever is happening in the zoo. We have our own particular agenda, and our agenda is the restoration of Biafra. We cannot compromise with it. What is worrying me is how they found ammunition in the church. I was thinking whether they have bribed some of our people and to allow Boko Haram to lay their arms in there, or what? You know, they say with their connection, the devil can see God, the old adage. So with money, sometimes our people capitulate, the director. I don't know which bishop or pope that is there that allowed Boko Haram to hide the ammunition in the church. That means the particular instrument that is killing your people. How did it get to our people? Or what the people will say to you, Ndawarewa, Oshole Rumowa. How did this particular Ndawarewa get to Umowa? How did this particular ammunition get to the church? When is the instrument that is killing the church's people? Why should we be allowed to get there? Anyway, Director, I will leave that for you to investigate further. Because I'm here, of course, you are in the States. I don't know how that particular area that particular equipment, the killing of Biafrans, going to the church where Biafrans serve their God, is unbelievable. Director, why I supposed to chip in is all these drones that was told yesterday in Imo Union meeting that is now put into surveillance. I don't know why America and Britain are doing it in our space. It is something that we have to send our own drone to go and counter whatever they are doing there. I think that's all I need to say for now. And of course, I'm standing by for further development.
Thank you very much. Barrister, you sound like somewhere that wants to go to a party. Is that correct?
No, Director, I'm here.
You are a suspect. Barrister, you're the way you're sounding. There's something. When we are small, you know, my mom will come back from the market. You know, we are very poor. We grew up in the village. She will come from the market. She will, you know, having suffered, very poor woman. She'll be maybe having something, nibbling away at something, having given us our own. There is something called Nagilechem. Take and stop looking at me. She will pinch a bit of it and give it to you and say, take, don't look at me. It's the way you're appearing, Barrister. It's like you just want to speak and run away. You have somewhere to go to.
Barrister, I'm with you. I'm running to nowhere. It's just that the news today is upsetting me with Jonathan saying he will go from fire to fire. And those who do not support the zoo. So he's very, of course, he's supportive of the zoo. The president who has 11 aircraft. And of course, other people are coming to him, congratulating him, and he's bribing them and giving them money. And yet, Director, to be honest, I don't have much to say. All I'm waiting here is just to listen to our callers and to hear what they make of the news.
Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself. And our lines are open. The number to call remains +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. And this is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland before an assemblage of Biafrans in this part of the world. There is nowhere we have been to. We have not seen Biafrans. And Maryland is not an exception. They are doing very well. Our coordinator here is fighting very hard, disseminating this very information. And my own PA is also here. They are doing the best they can under the circumstance. But we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Before the line goes, please, who has something to say here? Today, you must say something, all of you. That thing that you wanted to say before, you can say it now. Because once the call starts coming, it starts flooding in. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are in the USA. Our number is +1 240 217 7185. Our Skype line is also open. Our Skype line remains Radio Biafra, all one word. Radio Biafra. Once you add it to your Skype contact list, you can call us and we should be able to pick and receive your call. Once again, wherever you are on this planet, we're welcoming you. Your ears are not deceiving you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. And also, our coordinator's line is open as well. If you have any meeting to announce, if you have anything to say to the people of the world and also Biafrans in particular, you should be able to do so. We are here to receive your calls and to wait, because I'm sure that all our lines are okay. Who has something to say, please? You must go ahead and say it. Now is the time for you to say it. Please give him a microphone, please. And the ladies as well, they must say something. They must say something today. Please go ahead.
I greet the Biafran people again. I want to thank again Radio Biafra for the efforts and transparency of information. There was a campaign titled the Biafra Campaign that myself, my friend Ugo Uzo Akwele in Houston, and a few others of us composed. As well, we distributed the information to the coordinator here, Reggio Opara. And the campaign...
Sorry, are you the lawyer, the attorney or something?
No, I'm not.
Something that we're talking about that is in contact with Ugo Uzo Akwele as well. I don't know if they're here, that the grandmother is somewhere down south. I don't know. Maybe it's not you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, but this campaign, what it composes is just information about the restoration of the Biafran state. And it has a nice table of contents in which you can follow the purpose of it. There's one section there for educative purpose for Igbo youth, Igbo American youth. And then the last section goes into the history of Biafra. And then we have T-shirts down there in the last in the section following the historical portion. And the whole purpose is just to enlighten a younger generation of something that they don't know of, that their great, that their grandparents suffered for, and up to 3.5 million of them even died for. It's just in America here, we know that education is so vital. It's something that's important that we really prize. So the campaign, we've been distributing it via email to different people in the States here. So just look forward to it coming your way.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Who are the ones responsible for this very campaign, and how have you gone about it?
Okay, the campaign, I myself, Samuel Wahemu Jr., my friend Ugo Uzokwele, Kelechi Onha, forgive me, I don't want to mispronounce your last name, Kelechi, if you're out there, Kelechi Onhaja, and Uzoma Mbara, and Chidera Akabo. And those in Tennessee.
Okay, these are the youths. Yeah, yes. Wonderful. Yes. That's very good. These are the youths. Okay.
And I remember a few about last year or so. We spoke on. There was one time you came to Maryland.
That's correct.
And then you said, "Oh, why don't you go ahead and open a club with T-shirts or something?" I said,
"That's
me.
Correct, yes.
How can I open up a club?" So it was just an idea that came together. We composed. And again, you know, as America always says, education is vital. So we just thought, let's put our heads together and do something productive.
That is wonderful. That is very, very wonderful. You guys must continue what you're doing. It is anything you can do to bring out the name of Biafra, to propagate this very message. We welcome it. We welcome it, please. You must continue doing what you are doing. That this is Radio Biafra once again. Thank you very much. Anything else you want to say?
Just as well, anyone in Maryland who wants to get in contact with or to receive the campaign, the coordinator here, Reginald Opara, has the copy, and he has a lot of communications with people in Maryland, and he can help distribute it as well. It's just to continue to use the via email as a social media access to for people to receive it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. I presume, I'm not sure we're having any difficulties with our Skype. It should be okay. But our lines are open. Our phone line, once again, I think it's free for those of you in America who, depending on the sort of package run, is +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. And this is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland. We are in Maryland. We are coming to you via www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on satellite. If you have Radio Biafra app on your phone or any of your mobile devices that are internet enabled, you should receive Radio Biafra as well. Please, 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 wherever you are, you must inform your relatives that Radio Biafra is on. Give us a number where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good morning. This is Torres and from Taiwan.
From Taiwan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. I want to congratulate you for the good job you're doing for us. And actually, I have a little bit of a thing because I was talking with one of my friends today when I was... prophesizing about the rest of Biafra, and this guy was living in Malaysia because I was very annoyed and I wasn't happy about our brother who were killed, who had been beaten by the police guy in the Malaysia, and the guy were dead. So I was talking to this my friend, and this guy told me something, Director. I want, if possible, I know that you so much love Malaysian Biafrans. But it's very good, important. It's very, very important that I have to tell you this, Director. This guy is telling me that the problem in Malaysia is from Biafrans. That the Biafrans in Malaysia, they are against each other. And they are fighting themselves. And always against themselves with the police. They always call the police. Tell the police the problem they're having with each other. Even if they go and make some money, a Biafran guy will call the police, or they will push the person out of the building, and the person will fall down and die. So this guy told me, our people in Malaysia, if you people are listening, people must love each other. We cannot be killing ourselves where Hausa, Boko Haram people is killing us. We have to live with one mind, one spirit. Don't kill your brother because of money. Don't force your brother to go to debt because of anything. This guy speaks a lot to me because he was living in Malaysia, but he's not living in Taiwan. So I went to the city today. I was talking with him. He speaks a lot to me, Director. He told me many things about Malaysian people. So you will talk to them because they are your people, director. You love them and they love you. You can speak to them to stop punishing themselves so that such a thing cannot be happening. And people will be living in peace, director. I thank you for the news today. Because good luck, Jonathan is going to see the Pope. He's with the Pope. And they go to the church and hide their ammunition so that they can implicate the Christians. How come Boko Haram, Fulani also Boko Haram weapon is in the church? Now, you go to see the Pope and they hide their ammunition there so that they can implicate the Christians. There is no word. We don't care about this, director. We are moving on. We Biafrans are moving on. And we have to move on. We can never, nothing will make us to go back to the zoo. Instead of we to go back to the zoo, director, I will kill myself. I will drive my car, I will hit a place and I will die. I will put a fire on my car. Biafra must stand. We must stand as Biafra. And
you
we
say,
are going home.
You say,
nothing concerns us there.
You say,
we are going home. And there is no way we can be one with Nigeria. Even if heaven fall on this earth, we Biafrans must go. They cannot keep killing us every day. And they go there and hide their ammunition in our church to implicate our situation. We have nothing to do with Nigeria. Nigeria is Nigeria. We are Biafrans. For goodness sake, good Lord, Jonathan, whatever you are doing it on your own. Even if you go to see God in the heaven, God will tell you that the efforts are going. I have tweeted to the Pope. I tell the Pope that the efforts will go. And we must go. Nothing will ever make us not to go. We are going home. We can't keep always dying. I'm tired of it, director. My mother called me today. Five people is dead in our village.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of
your village is doing well. Only five. Only your village is number one now, only five. My own is, I think, is about 11.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How are our people in things like this? And some people call on the air, ask questions about what the restoration of Biafra. Biafra people should be careful and be wise in love. Even if we didn't go to school, we have a reason as a human being. We are people, some people. We shouldn't be living this way. Men, they die today. They are to bury. Who is going to take care of them? Nobody. Director, please. Please continue what you are doing. God will bless you. God will bless all the radio Biafra. The board of radio Biafra. Continue your job. Continue your job. Return the Bologo. You got to go and Yago. All and the coordinator of all coordinators. Your people should continue. We are with your people. Director, we are not on your back. We are beside you, director.
Thank you.
In anything.
Because those behind my back, I can't see them anymore. I go also.
Yes,
I need them now beside me so I can see them.
I am beside you, director. You will always see us. I'm tired of all this, director. Every day is death. And good luck is going to see Pope. What is he going to see Pope for? Is Pope coming to solve the problems in Nigeria? Is Pope coming to bury all these dead ones? Many people have buried in a massive grave. Who care for them? Nobody care for them. Please, director, please continue yourself. I will stand by.
Thank you. A very good call. And to open our proceedings today, I welcome it. A very fantastic call. And as our brother said, those Biafrans in Malaysia, they know they have a very special place in my heart. They know that I can never, ever abandon our people in Malaysia. And they cannot abandon me nor this struggle. That is why I am appealing to them through our overall coordinator, who is Obilo Anthony, to please say to our people, they are listening, they must know this, that this new era we are in the restoration of Biafra is on Rubewan Nabala, so not even one lady number. It means that you must show love and regard and concern for each other, because we are going to fight our enemies. Your enemy is not your brother. Your enemy is not your cousin. Instead, two of you should combine and look for any nearest person disturbing you and snuff the life out of that very person. You must do this, or else we then know that your mother was unfaithful to your father. Non dia wasa monoge. If you are in Malaysia and you are going to the police to report your own brother, it is unacceptable. Such a person cannot be part of this very wonderful family. And I do not believe that any Biafran in Malaysia will stoop so low as to engage in such stupid thing. That is why I am asking all of you in Malaysia to understand that we are looking up to you people. You are the pinnacle of this very struggle. You set the pace when people did not want to come out. You must continue what Ikechukwu Nyago started and which Obilo Anthony is doing excellently well. You have never failed us before, and you can't fail us now. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah. Director, this is Mr. Emeka Oti. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia?
I'm from, from Asia, Maisa, Lambano, local government in the Imo State.
Thank you.
I'm calling in regard to what our brother just said now. I'm in Malaysia. I know what is going on. It's not that Malaysia don't love each other, especially Biafra. The person that told him something, sometimes people do go report to the police when they have some issue with some fellow Biafra or any of anybody from the zoo. But what he said is not what is going on here. Malaysian police, they don't treat us very well. I had a friend that died last year. He had a problem with some gangster in the street, and he went to go and call police. In the presence of the police that he caught, they killed him. They beat him and killed him. So it's not that Malaysia and Biafra here don't love each other. We love each other. I've witnessed it. Once you speak your language, any of your brother passing by that had the language must come to your rescue. So maybe anybody that called police, just like you said, maybe the father, the Hausa people that fathered him. That's what I have to say. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Does anybody else have something to say here? Our lines are open. We are making it very clear. Our Skype line is also open, and I believe it is holding up very, very well. This is Radio Biafra, and once again, I'm not used to announcing our numbers all the time, but it is +1 240 217 7185. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. He's calling from the zoo. We can't hear, of course. I'm in a zoo now. We can't hear you. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the line, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is William. So I'm calling from Malaysia.
Williams. Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. My name is Williams.
Williams, are you playing for Chelsea?
Hello?
What is your name?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your name?
Hello?
So his name is Williams.
Hello?
Williams. Hello? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, are you talking to me, director?
I'm speaking to you. Turn your system down. Then you can hear me. I'm speaking to you.
Okay, good evening, director.
Good afternoon from here in Maryland.
Okay. Director, this is Don James calling from Switzerland.
Don James, what is your name?
Don James. Director, you said
Hold on. When you are given birth to, what did your mother give name you?
The name my mother gave me?
Yes.
James.
What is your father's name?
Dancer.
That is your name.
I am not in the Gatlin party,
man. I know.
At the same time, I am with you, director.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I am strongly with you. Director, you know, you were saying something about going to Sahara reporters, and I was expecting you online. I know you will finish them for me, but that did not happen. I don't know what
happened. It happened. It came for only 10 minutes. It happened. I think Uchem Efo did an excellent work. I think he has the link also on Radio Biafra London. If you go to Radio Biafra London, you will see the link to that very clip, to that very interview. Am I correct? Is that correct? Did Uche put it there?
Okay.
Uche, I needed to confirm that clip is ready for people to view. I think Sahara Reporters themselves did a quote as well and then tweeted it too. So if you go to Sahara Reporters and you put in Nnamdi Kanu there, you'll be able to find it. Of course, they interviewed me and I gave them the peace of my mind.
Okay. Now, Director, I want to say something. You said something about them giving, when you come to Switzerland, they will give you work. And this is why I'm concerned. Director, I tell you, after they take this money to Switzerland, if you ever mention that name as a Nigerian, you are in trouble. You are number one suspect. If you are applying for work here in Switzerland, and you mention that name, Nigeria, you are number one, they will never even give that work to you. They will give that work to you. They pretend giving it to all Albania, Kosovo, or Turkey, or Lebanon. They are giving it to you. They will give it to you. You are joking by applying for a job and you are saying you are a Nigerian. You know? And for a while now, I have been denying that country before I started listening to you. Because before I was taking myself to, I don't know why I would even mention to somebody that I'm a Nigerian. I can't say that.
It's shameful. Now that I used to say that I tell them I'm from Seychelles. You know, in London in those days at school, they would say, where do you come from? You know that if you start lying, you need a lie to cover the old lie. So all the time, you have to keep lying all the time. So one day, the guy called me. When I said to somebody else, I'm from Cape Verde, because at least it's in West Africa, close to West Africa, because somebody from Seychelles came into the refectory where we're eating. And asked him, where are you from? He said, he's from Seychelles. They said, okay, I should see my brother. So he came over to me. I said, are you from Seychelles? I told him, with my mom, who's from Seychelles, that I grew up at my mom's side. So from that day, I became somebody from Cape Verde, and that didn't last very long either. So it is a shameful thing for you to say you are a Nigerian.
You have done nothing. Now I am attaching myself to you people, because one thing I want that zoo to destroy. If not for anything, I don't care where I fall into. I can even come here and make a deal. Adro, that is what we call Adro here. Adro. I can come to Biafra and I said, please, I'm seeking for asylum there. You know? So let that country be destroyed. Let's destroy that country. Because Switzerland or all this Western Europe, when you mention you are a Nigerian, you are a source. Number one offense you committed is to mention that name, Nigeria. And you make me see reasons why they took you as a suspect. Because our leader is bringing the money to them. So, and you are coming to them. They will see that you are all the same thing.
That is correct.
Come to Switzerland and see how Nigerians are working. Do you know that Nigerians send their police to come to Switzerland and work for them? Why they are not? They can't even go to Boko Haram. And they come to Switzerland, they send their anti-drug or whatever they call them, or so on, to come here in Switzerland, to control the crime in Switzerland, whereas they have never pleased the world in Nigeria, in the zoo. Director, I think I support everything you are doing. I support everything you are doing. If anything is weak, let it happen. But let that zoo be destroyed. And that imbecilic president, Jonathan, he will die there in that office. He's a foolish man, as far as I am concerned. He is the last president ever produced from that zoo. Even the outer planets, when they are in power, they are developing their past. What have you done to the Bayelsa state? What have you done to the place where it comes from? It's a bad part. It's a bad part. I think director, let me reserve my words.
I know. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother, for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are here in Maryland. Does anybody here have anything to say? You must have something to say, all of you. Is that correct? Yes. Reginald, do you have anything to say? You can say it now. Yeah, as time goes on. Please, we are welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra. We must take... people are calling us. Let us see who they are. Hello, can you hear me?
How are you?
Yeah, very well. This is Radio Biafra. We are actually transmitting live to the whole world right now. I'm hosting the program all the way from Maryland, live and direct to the whole world.
Oh, okay. This is Sahara TV, also transmitting live, not yet this minute, but we're going to invite you to a discussion with some people.
Wonderful.
Who heard,
It's good you invited Carlo.
Yes. Yes, hello.
Carlo, how are you?
Very well, thank you very much. We are live on air. I must warn you, this is the whole world is listening this very moment. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. It was an honor and a privilege to be with Okonkwo today on Sahara TV. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we'll give you a call later. We're just touching base, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. They want to invite people. I wish they can bring Wolesho Yinka. That's the person I want to debate with. Because when I finish with him, they will take away his Nobel Prize and give it to Chinua Achebe posthumously. Can anybody remember a book written by Wolesho Yinka? I ask anybody to remind me of a book he wrote. But I can't. Anybody anywhere in the world can stand up and tell you how many books written by Achebe. At least name two or three Achebe's works. How many did Shoyinka? I like him. But he must be consistent and tell his people to go and find their space because we are the children of God. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Uchenna Okoro. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Uchenna Okoro from Malaysia. You sound as if you want to disguise your voice. Is that correct?
No. I think it should be the network reception.
The network reception, please try something else and call us back. We don't hide here. We are fearless before our enemies. You will give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Hello, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Your name, please, your name.
Okay, I am UK Darius, calling from Malaysia. I am the PRO of Indigenous People of Biafra, residing in Malaysia here.
Thank you very much. You know, you are our PRO in Malaysia, UK Darius. I am very proud of Malaysia. Anything that Malaysia does very wrong will reflect very badly upon me. Animeji Malaysia, I go out and I boast with Malaysia. You people should not do anything to bring the name of Biafra into disrepute. Do not go and fight with your brother. On Rubewan Nabal also, you people are not in Malaysia to grasp on each other. You are there to form a very credible force so that Biafra may come. It is an appeal to all of our people in Malaysia. I beg you.
Okay.
I don't beg people, but I'm begging our people in Malaysia. You must love one
another. We are working. We are formidable. Biafrans in Malaysia are formidable. We have our strong coordinator, and we have our Asian national leader representative. You know all of them. When you came here, you met all of them, and you know how strong and formidable they are. And in every side, every city in Malaysia here, we have our coordinators. We have Indigenous People of Biafra working. Every Sunday, we have our meeting. We have our national meeting. We have our coordinator, national meeting, executive meeting. So, and anybody telling you that Biafrans here don't love each other or we are not working together, the person is giving a very wrong information. We are together. And you know, of course, all the Igbos or all the Biafrans here cannot be together, cannot be one. Those that want to be with us are with us. Those that don't want to be with us are still there. But we keep preaching, spreading the gospel of Biafra, trying to bring them all. You know, our people are difficult to manage. But the ones that have identified with us are with us. So there's no problem about that. I am calling to thank my brothers there, my brothers and sisters in the studio with you, Chioma and all the rest of them, because I'm from Mbise. I know Chioma. She's a very strong Biafra lady.
Yes.
I just want to say hi to Chioma. This UK Darius greeting to you, right? And I want to thank all of you, and most especially you, our director, Nande Kalo. You're trying. It's not easy. We want to thank our Monday. We want to say a very big thank you to our barrister, Evo Barrister, and our technician, in the person of Mr. Uche Mefo. All of you are trying. Ikechukwu Madu, Ikechukwu in Biafra land right now. Everybody's working. And I want to tell you, Director, don't ever think that we will fail you. Biafrans in Malaysia, we will never fail you. So always count on us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And don't expect them to fail. They have my love and my affection, and they know it. This is Radio Biafra. Someday I will tell you the reason why Malaysia is very close to my heart. Not Malaysian authorities killing our people, but Biafrans who are actually resident in Malaysia. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are on Skype. I don't know what is happening today. People don't hold anymore. We ask them to hold on Skype and they just disappear. Non-ebunun until I come to you. If I pick your call on Skype, you remain where you are. You should be disciplined. Maybe this is even telling me those who qualifies to fight in this very battle or not. If you cannot be disciplined to stay on Skype, how can you stand in a particular position for a long time? We need disciplined people. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a number where you are. You have come to us via Skype, please.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you.
Okay, this is Prince Darlington Chibike Okolie.
Yes.
I'm from Enugu Makuyunguluka government, Enugu State, Biafra.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, thank you so much for the good work you've been doing. I want to thank every Biafran all over the world. Choma Amaleris, I know you are in the studio at the moment. I send my greeting to you and the rest board members of Radio Biafra. Director, I want to say something in regards to the news you read some times ago. Though I watched live your interview with Sahara TV, I was so much proud of you. While listening to you, I was praying if these people can still give you up to 30 minutes so that you bombard Nigeria with your words. Like I used to tell you, that anytime you speak, it's like a fire coming out of your mouth, burning everybody in that zoo. I wish there would be more time for you next time you're going to visit them, maybe up to 20 or 30 minutes, so that you will be able to tell them the truth that they need to hear. So I am very, very proud about the interview, and I must thank you so much for what you have been doing for us. So talking about the news, David Mack that was attacked, let me tell you something, my brother. Something that is going to be greater than that is beginning to happen. It is beginning to happen in Nigeria. This is just the beginning. People doesn't know that almost 95% of Nigerians are fed up of that country. There is no job. There is nothing good is happening there. People are dying every day and night. I watched a video on YouTube a few minutes ago about Boko Haram moving around, carrying bombs, carrying ammunition, carrying their SUV, moving everywhere freely. And Jonathan was there talking rubbish, telling the world nonsense. He is the one who gave them the money to equip themselves. So this man called David Mack or whatever, they are going to be killed one after the other. Even the Hausas are not happy with them. The Hausas, some of them are not happy because what these people are doing to them is not what we can talk about on Radio Biafra here. So I am very, 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 very happy that this thing is happening in my own time. What I'm talking about is this. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, we have been struggling, trying to do one or two things to survive because the state of the Republic of Nigeria, or whatever they call themselves, the zoo, they have subjected us to nothing. So I thank you so much for the good work we are doing, but all of them, one after the other, must be killed, including Rotas Okorocha. Peter Obi will die like a chicken. I remember while you were talking on Sahara TV, you made mention of the people that died in the Zoo River. And I don't know why that man that was interviewing you didn't give you much time to give more light to that. Because
they said I will come back. They have called Radio Biafra Live on air. Sahara TV called a short while ago to say that they will invite me to come back with other people. And I look forward to it. This time around, I shall go to their studio. We will be there and discuss these very issues so that we can enlighten the world. That the world can actually know that we come from a zoo. I don't exclude myself. My parents are there. We are mere animals. And we want to get away from that very animalistic state to be humans again. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, talking about that, the people of Anambra State, most of them knows the truth. They know that P2B have done nothing for the people of Anambra State. When you ask them, they say he did this, he did that in the education sector. But the people, the indigenous people of Biafra that he killed and dumped in the Zoo River, I think he have not given the autopsy of them. He have not given the autopsy result, has he?
For where? He hasn't. He has not. And he was voted the top Democrat of the year. The award we give to Peter Obi is the top killer of the year. Peter Obi is the top murderer of the year. But our people will not understand, will they? They will tell you he paid the school fees of a woman who is selling granite on the roadside that didn't have money to pay for the child's education, that Peter Obi paid for her. There's a woman flying akara somewhere. The daughter did not have money for transportation, so Peter Obi gave them 500 naira for transportation. Because of that, he's the governor of the year. What do you expect of animals? Nonsense it is. Nonsense, my dear brother. And thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes.
Before you go, Director, there is something significant I want to say before I go, please.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. A friend of mine visited the zoo this January, and he came back to Senegal, and he told me that the bear which Peter Obi, the breeder which Peter Obi set up in Anambra State, that he has a symbol of the rising sun like Biafra on it. That people are now drinking that beer like say tomorrow no day. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I was.
Yes.
He said that the beer.
Why are you surprised? Are you surprised?
I am surprised about.
Don't be. Go to the Bible. You will see it. That when you lie to them, they will think it is the truth. When you tell them the truth, they cannot comprehend it because the spirit of discernment has departed them. They cannot understand it anymore. That is why when you lie to an Igbo man, he will accept it. If you tell him the truth, his mind is incapable of accepting the truth. When you come to them to lie, if you drink hero beer, you get Biafra. How foolish is that? That is why here we educate, we enlighten, we polish the minds of our people to understand that the new Biafra they're going into, that each and every person will be the police person guarding that very heritage.
Why must he use the symbol of Biafra on a beer? Why must he use the symbol of a Biafra on a beer? Just trying to make money for himself.
He's into buying and selling.
Everywhere, people are drinking it like pure water because they see the Biafra symbol on it. So I was crazy when this guy was telling me, because this guy is not even a supporter of Biafra. He hates Biafra to the core. He was trying to tell me that he was kind of, Peter Obi is mocking Biafra by putting the symbol of the rising sun on his beard. I didn't see the sample. I didn't know what he's talking about, but this is the right information. Even he told me he drank the beer himself. So I think somebody should send signal to this man. Thank you very much. This is just what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Drinking beer will not save you. We have a caller on the line whom I believe is not drinking beer at this very moment. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, you give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. I am Father Raymond Chukwune Mekanwegede. I'm calling from Tubenville, Ohio.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. And I know that even fathers do not drink beer. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to reach you since you came to the United States of America, but the line has been very busy. So,
yes.
I'm just here to thank you for your good job. As I sent on my message during the 31st December broadcast, I'm always there watching, listening to you. I can't even stay a day without listening to you. So I appreciate your effort. Heaven knows that I love you and your people love you. And I have you dearly to my heart, and I pray for you always. Here in Studentville, we have only one Igbo family here. I've been able to convert the woman. She's very passionate about Biafra.
Yes.
But she has not accepted to call anyway. Two of us went.
She will call eventually.
Hello?
She will call eventually. She will call. Don't worry about that. She will call eventually.
Yeah. So two of us went to a nearby city, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
There are a lot of our people there in Pittsburgh. We went to an African shop owned by an Igbo man. So we collected the number of Igbo leaders there, a woman that says Igwebike. So
yes.
I've been trying to reach the woman. I called and called. One day I got him on phone. We discussed and something came up. We couldn't conclude the discussion. And ever since I've been calling, and she has not been accepting or receiving my calls. So I don't know. So I would like you to announce on A, if there is any indigenous people of Biafra that has people in Pittsburgh, because we have too many of our people there. So if somebody can call their relation or friends in Pittsburgh area and coordinate that area, I think we have formidable people there. So I've been trying, but unfortunately I cannot do much, because here is it's just the school here, the Franciscan University here, is the live person in this city where I'm staying.
Yes.
Another thing I would like to discuss is the issue of the people in Igbo land. I want you to, of course, you know already that the problem we have within ourselves is even more difficult than the problem of Nigeria itself. Everybody knows that the rate of corruption in Nigeria, in Biafra land is I think it surpasses every other place, even in all sectors. You can't believe it that somebody was kidnapped in a medical doctor was kidnapped last year in a Ebonyi state, and the doctors went on strike, and patients died. Even my own dear cousin died because somebody was kidnapped. They decided not to treat anybody. So what I'm saying is the problem we have really is Nigeria is a problem, but the major problem we have is how to sanitize our people, because the rate of hatred and corruption, self-centeredness in our place is such that it's only God, it's only Tuku Abiyama who can bring sanity to that place. So I'm suggesting that we instead of speaking more loud on the issue of religion, Christianity, I really believe that we should focus more attention on the evil in our society in the Biafra land, because there is no perfect institution. The church is not perfect because it has human elements. So nobody will say that the church, but I know that church as itself has no problem, but the people, the children of the church are the problem. So, and we can't say that Christianity has nothing good. We know that many Christian countries who were not Christians initially but took up Christianity are doing well. I know Christianity did not come from Ireland, but the Irish government is doing very fine. And I know they contributed seriously to our people during the in Nigerian Biafran war. They are living fine. So what I'm saying is this. When we elaborate more on the issue of Christianity, we create more enemies. We create more enemies. And believe me, it will be very, very difficult to talk to our people if you stand against Christianity. I'm not saying standing against evil in Christianity, but Christianity itself. So I plead that we subpedal on the issue of Christianity, the Pope, the rest of them. If anybody does anything wrong, we have to tackle that, not an institution, but individuals. So I will continue to support. I will do the much I can, even the contribution. I think whatever I have, I'll be doing that. So I thank you so much, and I pray that God will always be with you. Your effort will never be in vain.
You said,
all the members of the editorial board, all of them, I really love all of you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. I like your eloquence. I like the way you put things across. That is the people I debate with, those who can put their points across. I have taken on board what you have said, and this is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the Skype line, I believe. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. You have been waiting. Thank you very much for that. Go ahead, please. Your name and where you are.
Right, it's where my director. This is Chukwuemeka Dike calling from Ireland.
From Ireland, please go ahead.
Yeah, Dublin to be precise, yeah.
Yes.
I've been listening and following what is happening as regards to our struggle. And some brothers that call from Malaysia saying things about love or not love. Thank God somebody came from that same side and countered what they said. You know, because sometimes our people, they take things that are not supposed to be aired on air.
Yes, I agree.
They bring it out to mix things that they are different between personal business and Biafran business. Biafran business is what we are here for, not for Iwatara. So
yes,
having said that, I want to say a big shout out to my brothers and sisters all over the world, those you are with in Maryland, and every other part of the world under this planet Earth. I am solidly not behind you like you have always said, as somebody made that correction some 2 days back. I am beside you, and we are going to get what we are working for, struggling for, dying for, our rights, you know, together.
Yes, sir.
Let me call my son to say hi to Biafran World.
Of course.
He's about 11 years old.
Yes, yes, we are fighting for them.
Chimere, come over here, please.
This is Radio Biafra. It belongs to everybody. Mandy Kenonima for Mandy Kunafo. This is Radio Biafra. Yes.
Say hello.
Hello.
Speak loud so that I can hear you. Come on, be good.
I'm 11 years old. My name is Chimera Dika. I'm happy of all these Biafrans. I welcome you guys.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Thank you very much.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. Very, very brave. That is how you train them.
Director.
Yes, thank you.
I am so happy the mom is not around now and my, you know. Yes. So, but let me tell our sisters and brothers, those who are in America, like you always say, that battle, they have what it takes to move this battle. They have what it takes. You see what I'm saying?
Of course they do.
So if they want us to be liberated, if they want us to be who we have everything in our place. We just check it from where we start, from where we end. The Oron people, the Calabar people, the Ibibios, the Igbos, the Benues, those from Aneocha, those from whatever. In fact, we have everything going for us. Yet when I listen and read Nigerian news, like you normally go through this Nigerian news stuff on air before you start the program. I am somebody who read Nigerian news, Niger Pulse, Nigerian World News on daily basis. And sometimes, every time I read this news, I ask myself, what is really happening?
That is true. That is true.
You know, when you look at it, you will see this man we call our president. So unfortunately, I must tell you, I was in Madrid when he was elected a president. I created a site just for him. I campaigned seriously for this man we're talking about here. Unfortunately, this man have abandoned.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, he cannot hear us, you know. He cannot hear us. And he was making a very lovely point. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director, very well.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ralph Ndikom.
Ndikom, I like that. Do you, anybody here know what is Ndikom? No, hold on a second. Stay where you are. Take the microphone, please. We want to ask these youngsters here. Does anybody know the meaning of the word Ndikom? Please. Do you know what it means?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell us.
Can you give the microphone to Akwankiruka? Ugoma.
Yes.
Ugoma and Ngiruka, they combine together. What is the meaning of Ndikom?
Ndi means people.
Can you speak to the microphone?
I don't know.
Can you call Reginald, please? Can you call Reginald for me? He needs to tell me what is Ndikom. Nobody knows in the studios of Radio Biafra. The elderly ones are no longer here. This is an embarrassment. What is Ndikom? Ndikom, what is it?
Ndikom. Ndikom, to the best of my knowledge, why Lordi?
No. Ndikom. That's somebody's name. He's on the line listening.
Ndikom.
Ndikom, yes. No. No.
Oh, he come my
No, not concubine, no, before you get him upset. his name is not concubine. Iko is concubine, yes. Okay. Iko is illicit affair. Indicum, what is indicum?
Well, that's why we are here. You can help us out.
That is the problem. Please, my dear brother, can you hear me? Are you on the line?
Yes, I can hear you, director, very well.
Indicum. Indicum means umuoke. Umuoke. Indicum.
Okay, correct.
That, of course, it is correct. I was born in the village. Yeah. Think I think you don't know it's expensive to be born in the village. It's expensive now. They don't know what's Indicum in the series of Radio Biafra in Maryland. Indicum means okay. Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. Well, I serve indigenous people of Biafra in Russia as a teacher. Actually, I much appreciate what is happening in U.S. For a long time, we have been expecting to at least to see what we have seen today. So actually, I thank you, our director, and all our Biafran citizens in United States.
Thank you.
Actually, why I call is what is happening in the zoo. Director, I don't know if you know that they have sacked our sister Chinyere Kalo, the first Nigerian woman pilot.
Of course, now they sack her.
They gave him they honored him on this thing. They honored her on Tuesday and sacked her on Friday. So
they honored her on Tuesday and on Friday she was sacked, the first female pilot. Is there any Hausa female pilot? Do you know of any Hausa female one? Hausa female pilot. Do you know of any?
Hello?
Do you know of any Fulani female pilot?
None.
Do you know of any Yoruba female pilot?
None.
Exactly.
I haven't heard.
Please go ahead. Yes. It's very clear. Yes. But there is one Biafran female pilot, is that correct? The very first. Please go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. They honored her on Tuesday, sacked her on Friday. Very, very good luck, Jonathan Like. The imbecile himself. Go ahead.
So this one really convinced me that Jonathan is not a Biafran. Because he actually do what Hausa told him. Because if you see him, it's just like a remote control. Somebody's controlling somewhere. Because it is abnormal that you give somebody an award on Tuesday, then only to sack the person on Friday. Just like in Russia here, the first that goes to the space, Yuri Gagarin. He is just like a god to this place. There is nothing like to hear that such a person is sacked from the service, even if he's alive today. So, but it's only in the zoo we can hear such above the routines. So another thing I want to chip in directly is that is what happened in UK last 2 weeks when I heard that Gowon came to Britain and we're not aware of it. We only hear it when he's left. Actually, till now, I'm still angry. Even the night, I always think about it because such a person, we supposed not to miss him in that he came to England. Because after the 30th of May this year, all of us are not going home. So many Biafrans will remain where we are abroad. And there is a purpose, not just to stay there for staying sake. We are there to make sure that as many of them that have their private jets, as they will enter the private jet to fly, to go to any place they are, we're supposed to catch them. So, we Biafrans, we are going to make it by ourselves. No government, no any European or American government can arrest any of those criminals because they are working with them. But we Biafrans, as well as we are in their countries, so what we need is to enhance our our intelligence so that we be current, fearful that we remain abroad after 30th of May, so that we be current, know what's happening, even if an ant, as they are flying off that country to look for safe haven in Europe or in America, any place, they, so that we can be able to fetch them out. For example, a few years back here in Moscow, when the former president was addressing us in presidential hall in Moscow, Obasanjo, if it is now that we are already on the train that goes to Biafran land, he cannot escape, because I was with him in the same hall. He was talking all rubbish that he said that time. So in such a thing, I don't want us to miss this opportunity that many of us that are now abroad, God bless us where we are for a purpose, and the purpose has come. As we are staying there behind, it's our duty to make sure that these people, none of them will escape. If they escape the zoo, they will not escape abroad.
That's
my contribution.
Thank you very much, and I agree with you completely and totally. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for that. We are in Maryland. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra, before we go to the people here to speak. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is calling from Malaysia.
Sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is Goze Chigoze.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Chigoze, go ahead. What happened? We couldn't hear from him anymore. I don't know if he's out of credit, which is unusual for those of them calling from Malaysia. Let us take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Also gone. Maybe they're testing our lines. Radio Biafra is also on satellite 17 degrees east. MOS 5 satellite 17 degrees east. You should be able to get Radio Biafra if you are in Africa or if you are in Central Europe. We are making sure that those of you abroad, that you go and purchase a box and a dish via our people back home to go to your village and install this thing for them, so that they can also receive digital quality Radio Biafra. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can,
hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Celestine Ndoku.
Celestine Ndoku, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Senegal, Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead. Senegal is very strong. Please go ahead.
I thank you to put all. I just need to meet this conversation today. I didn't know that such a thing is happening around the world.
It is, yes, it is.
I'm so much appreciated because I'm fed up to be a Nigerian man. I'm a Biafra man.
That's good. That's very good.
Because Nigeria government, they are not taking care of us in many countries. Most of our embassy, they are not working.
Yes.
Sometimes when you have problem, you go to the embassy, they will tell you that they will not go back and solve the problem for you. For example, they seized my passport, my Nigeria e-passport some years ago. I went to our embassy and told them about my passport, my missing passport, by the policeman. They did not do anything, just because I'm a Nigerian, I'm a different man.
Yes.
Yeah, but most of the workers there are Hausa and Yoruba. That's why they are treating me different so bad.
That is true, and we want to change that. We want to change it. Now that you have heard Radio Biafra, we want you to go out and also spread the message. Tell people around you how you got Radio Biafra. Go and tell them. Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. I like it each time that somebody new joins us. It is the same joy that they say is being felt in heaven when one soul is saved. It is the same joy that I get each time that somebody new calls Radio Biafra. We are here in Maryland. I don't know if anybody has anything to say, because we want to go to the line once again. And our Skype line is open. This is Radio Biafra. Who has something? Does anybody here have something to say? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, once again, my name is Reginald Ozamaka Opara from Ezeanakuhu Abombi, same Biafra land. Director, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think there is any question that hasn't been asked on this radio station. I also don't think neither that there is any question that has not been answered to its fullest on this radio station. I think it's high time our people stand up to identify themselves with this cause. It's time we stand up and pick a fight and stand to fight for it. It's high time we stop sitting on the fence. It does not do us good. It's high time our people start pretending like all we say on this radio station never exists. It's high time our people know that we don't need a permission from the Hausa Yorubas or Fulani oligarchy. We don't need permission from them to build a second Niger bridge. It's high time our people understand that we don't need a permission from Hausa Fulani oligarchy with our conspiratory Yoruba brothers. We don't need permission from them to drill the river Niger. It's high time our people understand that we don't need permission from these people to create any state of ours or states like Anioma. We do not need permission from them. It's high time our people understand that we do not need permission from these same people, Hausa Fulani Yoruba oligarchy, for our children to go to school. It's high time these people understand that we do not need a permission from these same people who has ruled and ruined our life and our resources and our lands. It's high time our people understand that these people owe us no good. Please, dear friends, wherever you are, I don't care where you're from, come out and identify yourself with this cause. Pick a fight and stand for it. If Akanubiam, one of the most decorated son of ours, could hang up his qualifications back to the British people and face the cause, Biafra. If Tiger Dick, one of the best fighters on earth, who fought in the British and well known in the world, can renounce his titles to stand to defend Biafra. If Mayrock Bruce, the lady who got herself burnt in December 3rd, who got herself ablaze, who set herself ablaze on March 30th, 1969, who has nothing to do with Africa, who has nothing to do with the Biafran people, if this lady can sit down and contemplate that these people in Africa, the Biafrans, are suffering, are being killed, if this lady can take her time and think about that, if this lady used her money to buy the petrol, if this lady used the money she worked for, she used to buy the petrol, and she used the money to buy a petrol and the lighter to set herself on a blaze, why wouldn't you, that your brothers and sisters are being murdered? What are you waiting for? Why are you so quiet? Why are you pretending like all these things is not happening? It does us no good. Stop sitting on the fence, come out and pick a fight and stand for it. Stand to fight it. Please, this is not the time we keep pretending like all this stuff is not happening. Please, come out and pick a fight. Pick a fight, it does you no good, stay mute. Thanks, Mayor Director, and I am really grateful to
be here, of course, and the coordinator. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller on the phone. We also implore the caller on the Skype to please remain where he or she is. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu.
Good afternoon from here. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Prince Ike Ikech Patrick calling you from United Arab Emirates.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah,
so is the whole world. Loud and clear.
Yeah,
go
I
ahead.
Am the coordinator. I am the coordinator of Biafran in UAE as a whole. Yeah, I just want to applaud what you are doing for the people of Biafra all over the world. My grace to your able director.
Thank you.
Your voice is just ringing to the very deep heart of every Biafran person. Keep on what you are doing. Your voice is ringing like just like a bell to every ear. It penetrates to the marrows of people of Biafra, wherever they are, all over the world, even to the people of Zoo itself. They are hearing your voice and they are shivering. I can assure you this. I just want to thank all the editorial board of Biafra, Radio Biafra, London, and all our coordinators all over the world, and those that are working for the restoration of Biafra state. I just want to make some announcement that we are having our meeting here in UAE tomorrow, being Sunday, 23rd. At the venue is Asian Palace Hotel at Mubarak Center, Sharjah, United Arab Emirates. And I plead to all Biafras in UAE to attend this meeting because it's very, very important to every one of us here in UAE. And I want to thank all our brothers and sisters there in USA, because I know they are coming up, and when they join up the struggle, I believe that we achieve our goal in the name of Jesus.
Amen and so amen and amen.
I just want to thank you. There is one of my brother there from Oman, Jamun Jerry. He's my brother, and one of my sister also there. I just want to thank them, and they should continue what they are doing. And we all will achieve this, Biafra, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. But stay where you are. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Your sister wants to speak to you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you? My name is Olivia. I'm trying to know. Kekwano. What's the name, please?
I'm Chidi. I know. Ask the soldier of Uma.
Yes, sir.
I hope you do understand our dialect, because I can hear you when they ask me a question, the meaning of Ndi Kum, you don't even know.
It's not only her, Ndimbisa, they don't know the meaning of it.
Yeah, I'm just very disappointed, honestly, I have to tell you.
Exactly.
I don't know why you don't know the meaning of Ndi Kum. It's very simple. So you people have to, even though you are in America, you can Google translate any language to Igbo language. You people don't know that.
We do.
So that you can learn your language from the net as well.
Okay.
Very, very important. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Also, so to Heba, they are sweating. Which other word is going to come up? I will ask them. I don't know if... Anyway, we'll see. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yeah, Mr. Director.
Yes, my dear brother. Please. You have waited very patiently. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
My name is Mr. Gift Sivanos Ota. I'm calling from India.
Where are you calling from?
India.
India. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to thank you for your able work that you have been doing for Biafra France, to see we gain our freedom, to free us from the slavery. Last month, on January, I traveled to Biafra land. What I saw there, it was something else, because you have been since 2010 back to the zoo called Nigeria. I went back there to get a new visa, because the Indian government asked me to go back to my country to get a new visa. I went to Abuja to endorse a new visa, and they told me that, oh, you're from the East. They don't give people from the East visa. They give only the Northerners that have to go to Lagos. So I said, why? They said, that is how the Nigerian government have done it. You know, I'm trying to let all the Nigerians in the world to know that Nigerians are not one. They should know this today. Because there is nothing working out. This is why they are saying unity or no unity. Why would they say there won't be somebody from the East, a visa in Abuja, that he should go to Lagos?
That's what happens. Unity. Huh? Fake unity. Fake. Yeah. Very, very fake unity. Yeah. That is what I don't like about this unity.
Then I went to my state, Imo State, because I came from Olo. The amount of Hausa people I saw there are more than millions of Hausa people. Selling cows, selling goats, they're all over the street in Imo State. Even in my uncle's premises, there is an outside man who is doing a gate man for him. I told him, uncle, you're risking your life. So these people have even entered into the village, an outside man, you're using him as your gate man. Tomorrow, these people, they might kill you and they will disappear. You don't know them. You know, outside have dominated Imo State. If you go to Imo State, the kind of amount of Hausa I'm seeing, oh my God, it's something else, and they are living nicely, nothing is happening to them. We are friendly to them, but in the north, they are killing us day to day in numbers. I don't know when the Igbo people, the Biafran people, will wake up and stand for their rights. because they are molesting us. We are being cheated. We are being killed. And the outside people are in Imo State roaming about doing their businesses. The house has not been burned. Their business has not been taken away from them. Like when I went to Port Harcourt, where my mom is residing, I saw that one outside man that my mom is doing. I told him that look at how you people are enjoying here. Since I grew up from this state, I haven't seen any outside man having a house in the southeast or in Port Harcourt. He told me bump and play that they can't have house in south. That any money he make, he can make, go to the not to be the south. That he don't know why that Igbo people, whenever they make money, they feel comfortable there and they decide they build houses. They know that Nigeria is not one. So, Director, I want to thank you for the good work and for you preaching about APC. Many people in Port Harcourt, they don't believe in APC. Many of the youth are kicking against it. And yes. I thank you for that. And also in Port Harcourt, the news of Radio Biafra have also spread. When I went there, I played some of the broadcasts. So many of them are very convinced. They are praying that I wish that Biafra will come. I told them Biafra have already come to stay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for making this possible. And may God bless you people.
And you too. He said, thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. You will stay where you are until we come to you. Do we have a caller on Skype now? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Director, my name is Oliver Mudu. I am calling you from London.
Oliver, please, you're welcome to the program. Whilst I ask the person on the phone to please remain where you are, the caller on the phone, stay where you are. I am coming to you after this. Please, Oliver, go ahead. We are listening. So is the whole world.
Yes, my director. Thank you so much. I'm very happy with what you're doing. We are all praying for you. We are with you. I have just two things to say. As much as I'm very, very happy that we are moving forward, and if you look at what is happening right now, the situation is right for us to take what belongs to us, and we're going to definitely succeed, because once we start a move, I think every other person in that zoo is waiting for us to make a move.
Yes.
Once we make a move, you're going to see wonders, because nobody is going to stand to fight us. We're talking about fighting. We'll be surprised. The fight will already be done by us, by God, and the rest of the people in the zoo, because nobody wants to be in Nigeria right now. So what I'm calling is I have my people in Maryland. I'm disappointed that I've not had their voice. None of them is there. It's quite unfortunate.
Have you called them? Did you call them to let them know?
I told them that you'll be coming, and they promised me they were going to be there.
Have you called them to tell them exactly where we are in Maryland?
Yeah, I told them in Maryland. I didn't say exactly where, but I gave them the number to tune so that they will find out themselves. But
yes.
Unfortunately, none of them haven't had their voices.
You see, we have our coordinator here. I don't know, maybe you need to send us down their numbers so we can call them. Because if you give them a number to call, they will not call. So we can go and see them where they are. We have to go and see them to shame them. We will say to them, we are told from England that Radio Biafra is here. You promised you were going to come out and you did not come out. Why is that? They will give us excuses with their own mouths. That's the best way to do it.
I have been calling them before calling you now. Nobody's responding. I'll keep on trying. Anyway, Director, the thing is, I just want to make known my feelings. I have to say it because this is our radio, and you said that it's open for us to discuss any issues.
Anything is here, can be discussed on this platform. Yes, go and say what is on your mind. Go ahead.
I'm becoming a little bit worried because yesterday I had a dream, because right now I don't have anything in my head. Everything in my head, day, morning, noon, afternoon, is Radio Biafra. If you can hear my children on the background saying that is all they hear in this house. So I'm not interested in any other thing. I want us to start something today. But I understand that we have to prepare the ground. But right now, Nandi, the thing is, I'm becoming uncomfortable. I had a dream yesterday. In that dream, we had started the war, and I was sent on a reconnaissance with you, deep inside enemy territory. And while we were walking side by side, we were disguised as a farmer, you know, peasants. We had our hoes and our knives and hats, you know, like the typical Nigerian farmer. So deep inside the forest, we saw these people preparing their mortars to start mortaring our position. So we passed very close to them, and we heard that they were speaking Igbo. So you called me, you said, Oliver, did you hear this advice? I said, yes. I said, they are speaking Igbo. You said, that means the people we are fighting with, some of them are siding the enemy, our people are siding the enemy. I said, I'm very surprised to hear that. So we walked on deep into the forest until suddenly I woke up. When I woke up, I began to think about it. And after praying, I began to tinker with the issue that probably our people, we have people from Delta, we have people from River State, we have people from Cross River and all these surrounding us. And you have always made it very clear that you are not dealing, this is not an Igbo thing, this is a Biafran thing. But unfortunately, the time is getting so close for us to always, I mean, almost start action. And our brothers from the River State, Delta, all these places I've mentioned, they have not come in their numbers as I expected before now that they would. I have not seen their numbers. They have not responded. All the extensions of invitations that we sent to them, it appears they are not responding in their number. I have quite a few of them that I have taken their phones where I work and actually put in their friend app so that they will be able, they do listen. Every one of them listen, because when we come to work, we discuss the aqua. But then, it appears I'm not, the response I expected by now is not there. So, it makes me to worry to think, I hope we're not going to start action, and as it happened in the past, you see people fighting somewhere behind. Because that was why we lost the war. When we were facing Tore and all that, and they could have gained access through our back and came in. So I am very, very worried, my director.
You shouldn't worry. The only thing worrying me is the apathetic nature of our people. The only thing worrying me is that our people are not supporting this very effort the way I had expected them to. What is worrying me is that what I said before may come to pass. That we will not let our people down, our people will let us down. What is worrying me is that I have men at arms at home whom I cannot feed or clothe or house. We have people that left Europe, that left Asia to go back to fight for their country, and we cannot look after them. What is worrying me are these things and not about the enemy outflanking us once again, because they can't. All the key actors that inhabit what you may refer to as Niger Delta are part of this very movement and this very effort. So you need no fear at all. What is happening is that our people must appreciate that there is a lot of work yet to be done by us before our people begin to come out. A lot of us has gone before to use the name of Biafra to steal, to cheat, to pillage, to con people. They want to make sure that we are real, and then they will come out. And we are speaking to them. We are speaking to them. They must understand that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And I'm humbled to say that you dreamt, and in your dream, I was standing side by side with you. Even in reality, I expect you to do the same. This very effort must continue, and I should thank you for calling Radio Biafra. Thank you very much.
Nande, I will stand by you, and I will lose my life, if possible, to get Biafra so that my people will not suffer what we are going through. I'm prepared to lay down my life, Nande. We are behind you solidly, any day, any time.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. We have this caller on the line. They've been waiting. I applaud their patience and their resilience. Thank you very much. We are welcome to Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Yes, I can hear you, Nandi, the director of Radio Biafra. This is Obidio Gino.
The great man.
I can hear you loud and clear.
The great man himself from Los Angeles. You're welcome to this program. You are welcome to Radio Biafra platform broadcasting to the ends of the earth. Please go ahead.
Nandi, thank you so much. May God bless you.
And you too.
And every time I listen, it's just another strength to go another mile. Please, I've been hearing you from Maryland, from Baltimore. I just want to let you know that we are going to accomplish that which you have started. And it's real. Please do not be weary. People are coming. We just finished our meeting this morning, and we're still in the meeting right now, and we had a massive turnout. And when I say people are real,
that's
okay,
good.
All you have to do, my brother, is to continue what you're doing. Our people are difficult to convince, but when they are out, they will do whatever it takes. The brother that called us said that he doesn't know what he's doing again. And I bet you, brother, is the spirit of Biafra. Because it's not by accident that, you know, what is going on today is happening. I just want to say thank you so much, and thank you to all the people that are supporting you, especially Barrister Mamizu, which you before, who are walking side by side. Nandi, I'll tell you one thing. Whosoever is not coming out in this movement, their strength will be taken away from them and given to you. And this is why you keep moving. And you will keep moving.
Yes,
sometimes,
sir.
I hear when you say when you are gone. And I told you, you are not going anywhere. You are going to leave and step your foot in Biafra. And live in Biafra. I just want to say that to you, and will continue to support this movement. Please, I just want to give to Ikin Nawan here with me,
yes,
to say hello. I will have a lot of girlfriends here.
Wonderful, please. Wonderful. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. I'm coming to you next. We are with our people from Los Angeles, the people that hosted me a few days ago. This is Juan Onenyi, who happens to be our coordinator.
My name is Ikin Nawan Onenyi from RJ. In Imo State, Biafra land, and then Nandi, I'm going to thank you, my brother. I mean, you've pushed the movement to the peak right here. And we have a lot of our brothers here. We just finished our meeting, you know, and this movement is growing and going very, very good. And we are going to support you 100%. You know, we're going to give our life for this movement, Nandi. We support you, support everything we're doing. We support all the coordinators. We support all the editorial board. And, you know, we have just had a meeting, and we have a lot of brothers here who want to say hi to you.
Of course.
And we're going to do very good. We're going to do all the discussions and everything we have. We're going to put it in, and we're going to accomplish. We're going to get Biafra, because this is spiritual. And this is really personal to me, because I lost my uncle. Three uncles I lost during the war. You know, this is very personal to me. We're going to realize Biafra. And with all this support we're getting from Los Angeles, you know, we're going to push it and push it to the limit. Let me give the phone to some of my brothers here who want to say hello to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Give them the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Who am I addressing?
This is Christian. This is Christian. You remember me?
Yes, Christian, I do.
I do.
Yes, I do.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very glad that God is keeping you and giving you a replenishing your strength.
Yes,
and
then
you will go from strength to strength.
Yes,
my brother, keep doing it. A servant you are, a servant you have been. You have shown your trustworthiness, and you're still watching. I'm saying that, keep on keeping on. We are here, and we are doing what we have to do. This is the time that God has appointed, and we will utilize it to the fullest. All right?
Yes.
So I believe that nothing is stopping us.
Nothing. We are unstoppable.
We are unstoppable.
Thank you very much.
I have other brothers here.
Of course.
We are just concluding our meetings here. So I'm glad that we're able to, connect with you and encourage you a little more to keep the good faith, keep the good work, and God will continue to bless you add to your strength. I will tell you each step of the way. Okay? All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Nandi.
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, this is Clement Omodo. I'm sorry when you were in Los Angeles, I wasn't able to see you. You know how it is.
I know. It's work.
So I'm
really
sorry about it. I heard that you were here and I knew that you were coming, so I couldn't make it. But all the same, I thank you for everything. More grace to your elbow. Keep up doing what you're doing. We are here behind you.
Thank you.
We're trying our best to, see for a way that you realize our motherland. That is Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
And you too. And our people in Lele. Thank you very much.
That's what I want to say. Any other person you want to say? Okay. Hold on.
Hello.
Yes, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, and I'm so happy. We just finished our meeting.
Yes.
And we felt like thanking you for your effort, what you are doing for us. And I want you to know that we are right behind you, supporting you. Don't be afraid.
Thank you.
You got 1 million people, and we're organizing. More people are coming out in Los Angeles.
Wonderful.
So your presence here made a whole lot of impact. All the indigenous Biafrans are coming out from every hole.
That's good.
Just for your presence in Los Angeles. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, and God bless you.
And I'm going to head on home on Tuesday.
Yes.
When I touch down, I'm sure I'm going to try to find a way to reach you.
Yes, you will.
You know that I'm heading home.
Yes.
I will also try to call Rita Obuoko.
And then
try to see how I can find out what's going on there and see how I can support them. I'm not joking. I will try to.
I know
sure
what
I
you can do. I know what you can do, and I trust you. I know what you can do, and I trust you.
This is blood and fire.
Yes.
I say again, blood and fire.
Yes.
That's who we are. So thank you very much for sticking up in our hood. But I want you to know, whichever way it goes, we are behind you.
You see?
24/7.
Thank you very much.
I'm saying again, we are behind you. 24/7.
Thank you very much.
I want the world to hear my voice. I am not joking. We got 1 million people behind you. They better not try.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. You've been holding. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Director. This is Ebela Sogwa. I'm calling from Israel. This is the PRO and also the Women Coordinator here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director, for your good work. I know it's not been easy abandoning all you're doing just to face this struggle.
Yes.
I don't have any reason to call, but at times it surprises me on how foolish our people can be. At times it irritates me because, like in Israel here, there has been a poor turn up. It's not been huge here. And not like we don't have people here. It's not like we don't have able-bodied people here that needs to join us. But I don't know why people are being so reluctant over it. Why is it that the Igbos, what we think about, the Biafrans itself, what we think about, is how to eat pepper soup or to drink. Any gathering where there is no food or drink, nobody comes there. This is freedom we are talking about. I don't know why people think, I don't know why people are just foolish. Believe me, at times I wonder that we have Igbo meeting here. None of them, it refuses to turn to Biafra meeting. Why? I don't know if because of the pepper soup they eat there. We are talking about freedom. This is not, it's not a one man show. It's not for you, Mr. Director. It's not for me. It's for all of us. It irritates me most time, but I know the lion always says no matter the condition of the jungle, it can never eat grass. Even if we are two, I know there are people here that has made up their mind. It's either Biafra or they die. Like we are in the meeting here, it's just Igbos. Just like the Calabar here and other tribes, they refused to join us. Why? They felt it's something that concerns only Igbo. But it's really annoying. Even our women here, I don't know why they are not coming out. Nobody is rich and nobody is. But what is life without freedom? I don't know. What life is without freedom? Look at how we are here, wandering about like slaves in another man's country. The way that we are even ill-treated. Why can't we fight for our freedom and go back home? At times, I don't get it. You know, they always say, Biafra is a spirit. If it's not in you, you cannot move. Now I begin to understand it. Not everybody has that spirit in him. Because everybody that is a true Biafran, whenever you hear the sound of Biafra, you must march forth and come and join your people. But I've seen they are so useless idiots here that even when they hear the sound, I don't know if they have the blood of the Hausa Fulani in them and still call themselves Biafra. It's really, really annoying. What are you doing? What do you have? What do you have to do with your useless life without freedom? You will never be buried here. Even if you are buried here, nobody remembers you. What are you doing with your stupid body or money if you don't have freedom? What is life without freedom? I don't still get it. Many people behave as if they are stupid. Even to pay the money here, they even brought down the money so that everybody can join. But that money is not up to the money when you see Biafrans in weekend spending money. You can't imagine that this money is a little money you can put in this struggle. And yet you squander it on ECU and bottles of beer. And you go home and die a poor man, still a poor man. It's irritating, really. At times, I have to pity some of our executives here, like Mr. Emmanuel Amechi. I always commend that man till tomorrow. He is having it on his head. Or Mr. Castro here, he's having it on his head. And at times, I ask, Biafran is not for these people. Our coordinator has been running around Mr. Osnibe just to make sure that it's moving. I ask people that are here, what are you doing with a useless life? It's a useless life without freedom. We are all fools without freedom. If you have anything and we are not free, it's stupid. So I want to use this. Please, everybody should come out and it's not for me. That I'm putting something there doesn't mean it's for me. It's for everybody. It's for our benefit. Mr. Director, I know it's not even easy. Leaving your family, everything you're doing, just to join this struggle. Fighting for us to have our freedom. It's not easy. I know what it is. Even the little ones you are doing here, we are all sweating. Not to talk of you that has been moving from place to place just to make sure that this comes. We are talking about our rally. Most of them are still folding their arms. Who will do the rally if not us? We even ask them, bring out your useless body even if you don't have money. Everybody is holding your arms. I don't know how it is. It's really annoying, Mr. Director. It's not a one-man show. Why are we being so stupid? We spend money on unnecessary things, and when we talk about necessary things, nobody wants to come out. Really, at times, some people, at times, I believe, they are not even born to live. They are just filling the world, making noise here. What are you doing with your body? After all that, immigration, Ebunagi, Nigeria, onwedi ihe na-aru. It's really annoying. Iman in Wausa blood. Inabanu makodi jeje biru mobi. Inabanu guasa soro hachu wefi. I am aru kaiha. So this is my little thing I want to do. But I urge every Biafran in Israel, those that have stand with us, let us stand firm. Even if we are 10, we are going to achieve what battalions have not achieved. At times, Mr. Mitchell always tell me that is not the majority. It is not majority that carries the vote at times. That five people can do what hundreds cannot do at times. And I believe him so much, because even if we are not many there, we are still holding firm. We are not going to be discouraged in what we believe in. Biafra is a spirit, and once he's seen you, you can never go back. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you, my dear sister. Very eloquently delivered. I am saying this for all of our people listening in Israel. They are living in a land where men and women fought and died, that country may emerge. This is an aspect of the reasoning of a black person I do not understand. What is wrong with you trying to be original for once? Being original means sitting down and thinking about your life and looking for a plausible way out of the miserable existence you're currently being subjected to in Israel. You can go home and build your land where you come from, the same way that people left Russia, they left Poland, they left Czechoslovakia, they left all parts of the world to return to Israel to build it. Today you're there. That is why I don't feel sorry for anybody deported from Israel. I don't feel sorry for them. The people suffered, they were slaughtered in their millions, they came back and they built their country. You were also killed in your millions, you're in Israel. I am shocked that these people, anybody who is part of us in Israel, you must remain very resolute and very strong. I will make a series of phone calls between now and Tuesday of next week. Those people going to Nigerian embassy or whatever it is and trying to bring problems, they are bringing hell upon themselves. We will descend upon you next week. We are asking you to please do the right thing. You must leave Biafrans alone to continue this very work upon which they have set themselves, this very course which has been charted for them by Chukwu Abiyama. You must leave them to accomplish this very holy mission, which is to seek the restoration of the kingdom of God on this. That kingdom is called Biafra. Anybody interfering with this very effort is interfering with the coming of the Messiah. That is how I put it, because without Biafra, there will be no second coming of the Messiah. That is very, very clear. I am also putting it out to them, those of them in Israel, that they must be resilient. That at a particular point, the Israeli army, the fledgling Israeli army, we are surrounded on from all sides by enemies. But through the very special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the resilience and bravery of the Israeli officers and soldiers alike, many things happened and they succeeded where others would have failed. That is why we say to those of you in Israel, all of you, one after the other, you must persevere. You must stay this course. You must stay with those we have charged with making sure that the affairs of Biafra is well run in Israel. You must remain resolute. We fought a war for 3 years. We abandoned it, having lost 3.5 million people and counting. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years. For each year we fought, Southern Sudan fought for 10 years. That is why it is good to be resilient. If there are only two of you left in Israel, you must continue. If there is only one of you left, you must continue. Because reinforcements are coming. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. It is not suited to the style and taste of everybody. Because most of them, as you rightly said, we are fathered by Hausa Fulani men. They do not understand what it means to be a Biafran. I am directing this to the people of Israel. Those of our people there, those I sat in the same room with, those that I left a while ago, I don't know if they need me to go back to Israel for their senses to come back again. I am saying this to them directly, that they must come out and dissolve every Igbo group they have and have only Biafra in Israel. There will be no Igbo group in Israel. Anybody in an Igbo group is an idiot. What has Igbo people achieved for you before? Name one thing Igbo people are doing that is going very well. They can't even repair the old Niger Bridge, talking of building a new one. Can anybody tell me what Igbo people have done? You have one useless collection of idiots here in America, called World Igbo Congress. What have they done? Every Igbo group you have, can anybody point to what they have done? They have done nothing. And here we speak the truth. That useless Igbo group in Israel should no longer exist. The same way that the Igbo group in Victoria in Spain turned over to Biafra is what we expect them to do. There will be no Igbo group in Israel. We will make sure it doesn't exist anymore. In every way possible. This nonsense has to come to an end. It is either Biafra or nothing. That is why we exist. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We still have our people in Los Angeles and they are still listening, and I understand there are a few of them that still wishes to congratulate us. Not congratulate because we don't actually achieve anything, but to thank us for what we are doing. Are they still there? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my brother.
Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm calling from Los Angeles. We're still in the meeting.
Yes.
I'm going to go to cross here, you know, from Ilam Oku in a long time in Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
My brother, like I said, keep doing what you're doing, never get tired.
we here, you know, organize it. No going back, my brother.
Thank you very much.
So we can get this Biafra.
Thank you.
Biafra. So Biafra land will have hospital and take care of the old people at home.
Of course.
So,
we will do so. We have too many nurses here. Our people are doing nursing all over the place. Some of them are doctors. We won't run out of nurses and doctors.
Yes,
we will go to Biafra
home with us.
Yes.
We are all going home.
Yes.
Everybody, once you are Biafra, we are going home to Biafra.
You see?
Keep doing what you're doing. Never get tired. We love what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
So hold on for my next brother here.
Of course. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, please.
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Biafra, 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 all over the world. We are the Biafra. Biafra is going to be a Zik. We thank you for your well done job. I'm here. My name is Sebastian in USA. We're going to get the Biafra. I'm here. American people supporting us. We're here.
Thank you.
Biafra is the main team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your job. You do good.
Thank you. And God bless
you. You're doing good. Thank you. We're here to support you. We're here. Biafra is coming up.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Whilst we have them in Los Angeles, we must also go to some people elsewhere as well. I like what is happening in Los Angeles. Do you know that Los Angeles is right at the forefront of this movement in the U.S. right now? The number of people in Los Angeles is staggering. We love what you're doing here in Maryland. Also, we want to have Maryland to be as strong, if not stronger, than Los Angeles. We want it to be as strong as Chicago. We want it to be as strong as Houston. What we are seeing now is marvelous. And with all the work that you've done and you continue to do, something tells me that in less than no time, this very place here in Maryland, is it a BMW area? What do you call it? Or is it Mercedes? DNV. What does it mean, please? Can somebody? Maryland and Virginia. DC, Maryland. I know Mbise people are here. Which people are on the other side? On the other? Mbise kwa? Hey, Mbitolu is here. Mbise is here. Mbano is also here. So there's nothing left where we come from. We must take this call. Amazing.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Isaac Okoro.
Isaac, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cotonou.
From Cotonou. This is Radio Biafra, worldwide live broadcast from Maryland in the USA. Although we are based in London. Please go ahead.
I'm from Akano, Ahas.
Very brave people. And I'm from Ibeku. Please go ahead. Can you hear me? This brother from Cotonou, from Akano, Hafia, can you hear me?
Yeah. So my question is there any the Crusaders is there only for Europeans and the Americans? There's no for the Africans. Okay,
no.
Because I know that we Biafrans, there are many in Africa, like Cotonou, Ghana, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, many places, and I have not heard any of them call from this country that I mentioned. Why?
But did you hear somebody call us from Senegal?
Hello?
Somebody called us from Senegal. In fact, three people. Did you hear them when they rang from Senegal?
Okay, maybe I didn't hear one yet.
When did you start listening to Radio Biafra?
This week.
This week. The thing is that our lines are so congested that if you get through, you're very, very lucky. We have thousands upon thousands of calls. Sometimes there is a lottery. We get people calling us because I now want to confirm to you, my dear brother, we have a presence in South Africa. They spoke yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. We have a presence in Mozambique. We are in Angola. We are in Congo. And we are in Ghana. We are in Ivory Coast. We are in Senegal. We are in Morocco. You see, we are everywhere in the world. But one thing you're going to do, because you're in Cotonou, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Cotonou.
You are going to start coordinating Biafrans where you are. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do it. Very simple.
Your number is here. Somebody is going to get in touch with you. You will start the coordination of our people where you are. It is very, very simple. Organize them together to come to your house to listen to Radio Biafra. I presume you're listening via satellite. Is that correct?
You said?
Are you listening via satellite?
Yeah, I'm listening via satellite.
Via satellite. Get people around you. Also, when you go to work or market, on tomorrow or Monday, depending on when you trade or when you go to work, tell people around you the same way you have received Radio Biafra, they should also go back and receive Radio Biafra as well.
I will do that.
And thank you very much for calling. Somebody is going to call you and you will help us coordinate Biafrans in Cotonou. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm Iwola Chibueze.
Turn your system down.
The heart of the zoo, Lagos.
You're calling from the heart of darkness itself. I want you to turn your system down, please. Turn it down. Turn it down if you can. Yes. Turn your system down.
Yes, I've done so.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm extremely delighted in what you did. Actually, I based in Owerri, but I came for a meeting in Lagos. So the service in Owerri has not been enabling me to call Radio Biafra. Then the other, that was the time I called from Isi Alangwa. Actually, that's where I came from. So I told you about my sister being a regional coordinator, and she was the person that really motivated me. And since that time, I've not quitted listening to Radio Biafra. So I immediately heard that she's a coordinator in Italy, Norma is a bureau. So okay. I sent a message and so I said immediately that I want to work for Radio Biafra. I want to use my skill. I'm an IT professional to work for Radio Biafra. So right there and then, Barrister Mamezu assured me that whenever they moved the headquarters to Enugu, that my service will be needed. So up till now, I've not heard anything, from Radio Biafra with respect to that. Even I sent a message to Carol Monday, and I told her that I need to have the contact of Rita Nbogo, so that I can tell her about my profession and how ready I am to provide my services for my country land. So actually, I'm so delighted because in Nigeria, I particularly have seen a lot. I have done a lot of proposal and defend the proposal. They asked me to bring quotation. I'll bring quotation, but because my name is a Biafran name, they will take the work I have done and give to a Yoruba person. So I've done a presentation at an MPC. I've done for PPMC. I've done for Julius Berger. So all this work, what has been denying me is because I'm from Biafra. I was a lecturer at World College of Education in Niger State. So immediately after my service, I found out that because of where I came from, they will be holding a departmental meeting. They won't invite me. They won't let me in. But when there is work to do in the department, they'll ask me to come. So, and all this segregation, all this dichotomy showed me that we are not one and we can never be one because there is no way you can mix oil and water. So I am so desperate to do a work towards the liberation of my fatherland. So I thank you because what you're doing is not easy. It's not easy. I sometimes I woke up to let's say 15 hours on the system and I get so tired. Tomorrow I might not be able to work, but I can't imagine you working from morning to night, almost 20 hours or even more than that, every day consecutively. So I believe that the hand of God is there and He is the person inspiring you. So I'm extremely delighted and I wish to reiterate my intention and my interest to make sure that whatever I would do within my own power to see the actualization of Biafra, I'm in for it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But before you go, we want to solve this problem now. You will give me your number on the air and I will get somebody to call you so you can go to our headquarters at Enugu and help us fix things there. Give me your number, please.
002
Sorry?
695.
802. 802, yes.
695.
Yes.
9662.
No problem. I will give your number to our Secretary of State, Ikechukwu Enyeaga, and he will contact you immediately.
So, greet Barrister Mamezu, Karomonde, Uchemefo, and all the Radio Biafran crew.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if we have anybody on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, Mr. Nandi. Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Philip Oket. I'm calling from Israel. This is the guy that picked you up in Nepal to take him to Israel.
Okay, you picked me up. What is happening to Biafra in Israel? I understand you people are sleeping in Israel. What type of nonsense is that? I came to Israel to preach this gospel, and you assured me, all of you told me to my face, that Biafra will be resuscitated and revived in Israel. The message I'm getting now, the report I'm receiving, is disgraceful. It is shameful, especially from people in Israel. I don't expect that to be happening. I don't expect it.
Mr. Nandi, you know, since that you left Israel, and I'm a proponent of a Biafra meeting, what is going on in Biafra meeting in Israel is very bad because of the problem about Igbo meeting. Nobody want to come out. It's like in our meeting, we are like six in Biafra meeting. The people that are serious in our meeting, we are six full members of the Biafra meeting. So I would be happy that you came back to Israel. You came back to Israel because I hear when my sister Asawa was calling, I was online, I was hearing to where she addressed. Exactly what she tell you is exactly what is happening here in Israel. So I would be much happy that you come back to Israel. Please.
Thank you very much, and I will come there. I don't want any Igbo meeting to exist in Israel anymore. It won't exist. That name always brings problem, wherever it is. There is always a problem. That name must be removed. I will speak to whoever is at the helm. That name must be removed and replaced with Biafra. Only Biafran movement should exist in Israel. They have suffered what we have suffered. Are they answering Hebrews in Israel? They're answering Israel. And why should we answer Igbo in Israel? We are Biafrans, for goodness sake. That's what we're going to do. And I will return to Israel. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. We want you to participate in our programming. We want you to be a part of what we are doing. We want you to be a part of the resurrection of a very dampened spirit that caused the lives of 3.5 million people. And we are in Maryland preaching this very gospel this day. Our people are letting us down, some of them. Every coordinator on this very earth, you must do your duty. You must do what you've been asked to do. Every blessed month to allow us, and we have things to do. We can't carry them out unless we engage in armed robbery or you support us to do what we have to do. People say they are tired, they want action. How are we going to carry out action we cannot sustain? That action is going to come when we have the resources. That resource is going to be provided by Biafrans all over the world through their respective coordinators. Every zone will be held accountable. Every zone will be held accountable. And this is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have a caller on the line. Apparently, can you hear me, please, the caller on the line?
Yeah, I'm Gabriel from Imo State.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah. I really want to thank you for your job and what you are doing so far. It is amazing, you know. This is my first time of hearing my Biafran voice in the radio. I'm very, very delighted. I pray that God will give you strength. I give you inspiration to work on this issue, but it's not easy to lead people, you know. It's not easy. I'm very, very delighted. I pray that God will give you all the wisdom. He gives King Solomon to guide you, to make sure that you get to the promised land. The matter was to get you to the promised land. I pray that all the evil people in Malaysia, I was in Nigeria, I just came in 2 weeks ago from Nigeria.
I've been living here for years. I have my business here in Malaysia. So I believe that God will give you inspiration and guide you. And I want to urge our brother that living in USA, because they are the one to move this Congress up. Because here in Malaysia, they don't have human rights. And if as many they have human rights in Malaysia, would have started it here, but they don't have. But our brother in USA can move this motion very far. And we will support them wherever we are. I wish my brother that live in US will move this motion very well. It's in writing, go to at least that make it a concrete meeting that every government of US we know about it. And I believe they will support us because we have fought to be a free people. But we don't need to be a slave. We have fought war, and at least by now it's up to 100 years. At least we need to be free.
Yes, but we just can't be free, my dear brother. That is something we don't understand. We need to fight for it. If you cannot volunteer yourself to fight, you go to Radio Biafra website. There is a donate button there. You give us money to be able to buy arms and bullets. We need guns. We need bombs. We need bullets. Somebody has to go and buy those things. We need to feed our boys. We need to train them very well. We need to commit them into battle. As simple as that. If you cannot fight, there is no problem. Anybody who is too cowardly to volunteer themselves, we have volunteers from all over the world. We have an office at Enugu. The only people with an office at their capital. The rest are putting offices in their mother's kitchen. We are at our capital. We are registered at the United Nations. We are going to remember our dead on the 30th of May, for goodness sake. For them to understand that they need to help us in what we're doing. How are we going to do it? Kidnapping and stealing for us to be free. Is that what they want? They must understand that they have a responsibility. Their cowardice cannot extend up to not supporting this very struggle. If you don't want us to know who you are, you go to Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. You will see a donate button. Everybody that has a bank card anywhere in the world can make a contribution. After all, you go to useless, decrepit, hopeless churches every Sunday to go and kneel down before sinful people, men who are unrighteous and unclean, to place their hands on your head and to bless you, to bring more curse upon you. You are a child of God, a child of Chukwu Abiama. The only thing that you can do, and God will bless you, is to support Biafra, what we are doing. Because everything we are doing is anchored on truth and honesty.
Yeah, to be frank with you, God is with you, because that's the most important part of it. God must be with you before you can be able to fight any battle, you know. I think with those useless people, we need God intervention. And I believe that God will come and rescue us from out of the hand of these wicked people. You know, and I will support. Like you have given me the link now, I will go to the link, I will donate whatever I want. I feel like that will be
not good. Just you, everybody you know. When you're speaking to people, you tell them, we are on satellite, for goodness sake. What do they want us to do to understand we need support? Is it when the time comes to pay the satellite company, we'll tell them we don't have. We want to go and convince Indigo. We want to go and convince Biafrans about what we are doing. Okay, what type of nonsense is this? Are people eating from the anus? Can't our people understand? And they see Kerini or what? Don't they understand? If you go to buy arms, you go and tell them, give it to me on credit. When they get money, they will pay you. What nonsense is that? How are we going to confront Boko Haram if we don't have the resources to do so? How are we going to do it? They should tell me. How do I go and drive away Islam from Imo State? If I go there, start preaching to them, and we start singing Hallelujah from Quran, and then they will go. What type of people are these? What is wrong with them?
They don't know what
we're speaking.
The kind of speech they have. But I pray that God will touch them this time around. Because if they are for certain, my father, I'm from Indiana, in Imo State. I'm from Biafra, Imo State. My father supports Biafra, and he always talk about Biafra. He fought the war, and he's still there.
And this federal government of Nigeria, you see, if you owe him, they have not paid him. But I'm not talking about that now. But what I'm trying to say now is this. Everybody, all Nigeria, I'm speaking to all the Biafrans, anywhere you are, US, America, wherever, Britain, anywhere you are, Russia, Malaysia, England, anywhere you are, you have to support. Everybody have to come. This is not only one person's fight. This is a contribution. Everybody have to contribute to win this war, because I know we are going to win it. But Luther King said it. Freedom. We need freedom. We need to get out from those people's hands and be free forever. We are not going to be slaves forever. So my brother, I will support you. I will support you. And God will support you. God will be behind you. And all my brothers and my sister that is behind you, God will give them strength as well. And we are going to win this war. Thank you very much,
and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We need people to participate. We need them to be a part of what we are doing. We need them to support this very initiative. We want people to please, if you have not joined Biafrans where you are, there is one around you. You can start one yourself. If you cannot find Biafrans to join, you start one yourself. This is Radio Biafra. And we are the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans in the USA, Biafrans in Belgium, Biafrans in Austria, Biafrans in Finland, Biafrans in Australia, Biafrans in China, Biafrans in Thailand, and also Biafrans in Malaysia, Biafrans in the United Kingdom, Biafrans in France, Biafrans in Italy, Biafrans in Spain, Biafrans in Germany, Biafrans in Sweden, in South Africa. We are all over the world. What else is expected of us? And we do it. And we do it. What do we have to do to convince you that we are serious about what we are talking about? That we are serious about going and getting Biafra? You are the one holding us, not us holding you. People talked about credible leadership. Now it has come. People talked about honesty. Now it has come. You talked about transparency. What else do you want us to do? Jonathan, we go and do it. What do you want us to do to convince you that we are serious about getting Biafra in truth and honesty? This is Radio Biafra. We must thank each and every one of you. We have come to the end of today's proceedings. Please, we have been on the air for at least 3 hours now. We have been broadcasting from this very place. But the barrister has returned to me. The barrister was a suspect. I see. I knew it. The barrister did not speak to me throughout this program, but he has returned, and I have forgiven him, even without him asking or pleading for forgiveness. The barrister is with me. I will once again welcome him to please. The same way he started this program, the barrister shall close it, please.
Yeah, thank you, Director. But I've been trying to get through to you because my brother, Engineer Evans Mays, wanted to have a word with you. Then before we close, please.
Please, go ahead.
He says that I've been waiting. I didn't go nowhere. I didn't hide anywhere.
And you're back to Director.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes, Engineer. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program.
Yeah. Good evening. I know you're in America. Is it your afternoon?
It is evening also here because it's now 5 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, my brother. Yeah, I'm just thinking because, you know, we always listen to this and always thinking, what's the next better move? I'm beginning to think that your movement should take you to Russia. We got to get in touch with Putin. He makes the world balance.
I don't trust I like America. That. I like it.
I don't trust America. I don't trust Britain. We need to get that guy in our Biafra before his tenure expires. You got to move there and consult those guys. They are just the only match. If that guy wasn't there, Syria would have been burnt, just like Libya got burnt, just like Iraq got burnt. Please make an extra move. Go there. I don't trust all this Europe and America. No, our Biafrans are here, but I want you to start cutting governments. Get involved with those that matter. Because this issue, millions of Biafrans died. And yet, we are second-class citizens in our own country. You know, somebody has to bail us out. It's not like, yeah, let guys contribute money and we buy guns. Ojukwu missed it when France wanted to milk our oil for 30 years. to rescue us from Nigeria. He said, oh, 30 years is too much. And then our oil is being milled. When did the war end? 1970. Up till now. How many years? So if we have to do a little bit more, I don't believe it's like buying guns and it's not that. It's just by matching those who are against us. Now, I think you've heard it that drones are now flying in Imo State. Who's got those drones? Monitoring, because some people are talking about Biafra. Monitoring if you are bringing shipments or armed shipments into zones like Owerri. In Owerri, drones are flying over our head. Why? Who's has Nigeria got drones? Well, probably it could be a contract given to one American or British government. I think we need Russia around us for us to balance things out. That's just my suggestion. Thank you for the good work you are doing, my brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And your suggestion is well taken. After all, it was Russia that was instrumental in the emergence of a free state of Israel. We must make that very clear. If not for Russia, there will be no Israel. Today, yes.
Involved, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Hold on.
All right, Director. Now we can land from today's program and broadcast. You've done your level best as usual. We have to take this opportunity to thank fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, for all your contributions and your participations. We accept everything you tell us, suggestions. After all, we dwell on suggestions from our fellow Biafrans. We need your support, we need your encouragement, we need your ideas, we need opinions from all of you. And of course, we need your financial support, as you have been doing. Chukwu Abiamah will bless all of you wherever you are. In one Biafra we stand, and nothing will ever change our views, our opinion, our ideology to restore Biafra. Nothing will ever change it. Director, I thank you for all the efforts you've been making. I thank all our fellow Biafrans who've been calling in and giving their own ideas. May God bless all of you. And may all of you sleep very well. From here in London, I'll say good night to the director till tomorrow.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, the very eminent barrister himself. And we are bringing our program to a close. Wherever you are on this very planet Earth, that this is Radio Biafra, we thank you for having joined us. We need you to do one thing. You volunteer for us or you give us support. It is not very difficult. If you have a bank card anywhere on this planet, you should be able to go to Radio Biafra donate button, regardless of where you are in the world, and give us not just one off. After all, you go to Yoruba churches every Sunday and make a fool of yourself by giving money to pay even people you don't know, those enslaving you. You must make it a point of duty every blessed week that you will see what will happen, because we need help to be able to fund our campaign. Our brother is asking me to go to Russia right now. Engineer Mezu is saying I should go to Russia. And I agree. I don't know if I'm going to run or to swim to Russia. I have to fly, isn't it? When I get to Russia, I will stay in hotel somewhere. And I'll have to feed. All that involves funds and money. That's what we are saying, that we need the help of everybody. No amount is going to be too small for what we are doing, because we have men to feed. We have boys to feed on the ground. You don't do it one off and you run away. Consistently, without fail. Every blessed week, if you have to. After all, you go to church, everybody say, what did they do? Did they buy a visa for you? Those Yoruba churches you go to, when you were coming out looking for visa, did they get visa for you? Did they contribute towards your flight ticket when you are coming abroad? When you are going through the desert, did they help you? The answer is no. They are just waiting for you. Have they done anything for you? The answer is no. It will tell you that you will die here. Kingdom of Heaven is coming tomorrow afternoon. But we are here to make manifest that very promise that Biafra is the kingdom of God on this very earth. That is what we are doing, to make sure we rescue ourselves from the ignominy, from the abominable existence of that very contraption they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we are here. And you must support us, because we need to buy very many things to be able to sustain our quest for our freedom, not just independence, but freedom from all the shackles of all the constraints associated with denial of freedom of speech, of the right to congregate, the right to participate even freedom to enjoy life itself, because there is no employment, no good roads, everything is falling apart. We want to put it back together again. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we must thank you, wherever you are, for having listened to us today, for having joined us. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland. Maybe, not maybe, the people we have here today will also join us again tomorrow. And from me, Namde Khan, it's been a pleasure serving you, but I cannot conclude this very program without reminding everybody once again that, unlike most people, as for me and those hardcore Biafrans, that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good evening from Maryland in USA.
We have emerged strong.